like he hit a deer.
Mike. Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 7.
We ready.
106.7.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
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 Hey, 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 hey.
I'll say it for you.
Praise God.
We're here. We are queer.
We're not going skiing.
And here is our friend,
the Belcher Man.
John Gambling.
Again.
Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I've got author and Middle East expert Joel Rosenberg with me in the studio here this morning. A brand new DVD about Epicenter. Where does one find this?
Well, it'll be in bookstores everywhere on the 18th, but now Barnes & Noble, Amazon, certainly through joelrosenberg.com, but all the online sites you can pre-order.
Mike, you've got Joel Rosenberg. What's the question?
Mr. Rosenberg, I like all your books, and I enjoy that you think on a global scale long term. I'd like to know your opinion of what you think might be brewing inside our own borders, and specifically inside of Don Geronimo's
Okay. There you go. We always enjoy that. Let's try somebody else and see if we can get something here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's try that. It's
Hello!
Something here.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
That was my profession.
What's happening, Jack, man?
What not?
What glorious goo.
Peggy,
of course I can't go swimming. You know I've got the curse.
You know.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, yes, you did.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
So great.
I like weight.
Sound of war.
Stinky McStink face. That's so gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's using the old noodle.
That's using the old noodle.
You have care in your special place.
Oh, yeah. I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's
Don and Mike.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
You know. What's happening, little brains?
We're little brains just like you.
Oh, we certainly are.
Welcome to this episode of the God Squad. Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on the Stinky Tuesday.
Amen.
And hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Our phone number is same as it was yesterday. 1-877. Praise God. 877. Pass the loot.
Welcome to PPL.
PPL. 877-365-3636. Phone number same as it was yesterday.
I'm Hello. Jesus. You're Mary. He's Judas.
Hello, Tom and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Why do I have to be the lady?
I don't know.
Have to be, because we do my Lord and my Lady, so we can switch it around.
Could I be Jesus then?
I'll be Mary.
Right on.
Actually, Jesus, Joseph.
JJ.
Oh.
You can be Jesus, I'll be Joseph.
That's what I said, we'll be the JJ brothers.
JJ.
Jesus and Joseph.
Oh, you're not going to get anywhere, JJ.
Jesus and his brother Joe.
Jesus.
Disrespectful.
Hello.
What's up?
It's you, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Now that it's quiet, you don't want to talk.
He did. Well, I'm sorry.
Who are we?
Just...
I just wanted to say that I saw some bad news today in the paper. Larry and Larry David are getting divorced. Oh, my.
Yeah, the Davids.
Well,
the Davids are breaking up.
Goodness sakes.
She, the political activist. He, the funny man.
I hope he gets the Prius.
He will. He gets the I hope he gets the Seinfeld money.
He'll get some of it.
She's got the Inconvenient Truth money.
Yeah, he'll get some of it.
That's true.
He will get a much smaller share of her Inconvenient Truth money compared to her share of his Seinfeld money.
And Seinfeld money is $200 million. Her Inconvenient Truth money is $28 million.
This is really no big deal because remember...
Do you know that or are you just talking out of your ass?
It happens to be the last thing I looked at.
It's pretty impressive.
Before I came into this
Don't
studio.
You look at all celebrity divorces to compare yours?
Yes. And I look in deep to the articles on celebrity divorce because I always feel great about it.
Yeah.
Especially the Davids who were married for 14 years.
Right. You know? It's not as bad as you?
No, it's not nearly as bad as me. And it's one of these Hollywood marriages that everybody said was...
going to last forever?
Yeah, and he's a hump and she's a hump and now they're splitting. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, when I do that now,
pretty good.
In honor of my kids, I will be doing the Krusty the Clown laugh whenever I feel malice towards others.
And it's really no big deal because she's not as cute as the girl on the show. She's actually
Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, she's
right.
Cute.
Right.
That'd be sad if you lost her.
His real wife does look like she belongs in the green movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like in a
I've never seen
that. I saw a still picture of her on the website, but I didn't see it. I haven't seen good photos.
She looks like she belongs in a green movement.
Yeah.
Like if you're sick.
Oh, but because he's so scary handsome.
And he has only one leg.
I saw a celebrity photo. It's nothing to do with Larry David. Did make me want to puke, though. It was a photo of Tom Hanks and Bruce Springsteen out together on a boat somewhere fishing, the two of them having a contest, looking at each other, seeing who's better. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're the greatest movie star. Well, you're the greatest rock star. Well, you're the most prolific movie star. Well, you're the most prolific rock star ever. Each of them trying so hard to dress down for this photo op to show that they're regular guys now. Springsteen doesn't have a problem with it. Cause
he's like, done that his whole life.
Yeah. He looks like he always looks. But Tom Hanks has that in this picture. You can Google it. It's a relatively new picture. He has like almost a Bubba, what's his name? The retard guy.
Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. He's got a Forrest Gump look about him.
Right.
He's got like that slightly used wife beater on, and he's got a fishing hat at a jaunty angle.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption is something like... Hollywood royalty meets rock and roll royalty.
Oh, God. There ought to be a law.
For a day of fishing off Martha's Vineyard. Please,
there ought to be a law.
Please eat me raw with a flavor straw.
Yeah, it's just they're too famous. They're both too. You know, at least Bruce Springsteen isn't as hot as he used to be. Well, I guess Tom Hanks isn't as hot as he used to be either. Maybe that's why they're hooking up. But Springsteen should know better.
Yeah, I agree.
What's Springsteen doing with Tom Hanks? Come on.
It's a man patient.
Don't you think there ought to be a law that all celebrities ought to, they shouldn't be able to hang with celebrities of equal or greater value?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
You know, they should only be able to hang with unknowns, because then you look at the people that are on the boat with the celebrity and you say to yourself, boy, that must be really cool. I wonder who they are.
No,
you know?
It's just like, it's got to be.
But it's two celebrities, you're saying, oh, okay, Stinky McStink Face.
Yeah, you know what it is, really. It's,
Stinky McStink Face!
You know, I got to tell you, man. Movie Philadelphia, I did that song for. It changed my life, man. And you know, then Tom Hanks has got to say, you know, well, I've got to say, you know, Born on the 4th of July totally rocked my world, dude. You know, Nebraska is like the best album ever. Hey, do you want to know the Rolling Rock, Bruce?
Man, I love the Sessions Band. You're so good with the Sessions Band.
God. Hey, man, your work where you are on that island, incredible, dude. Just incredible.
Man, it gave me like a new perspective on it gave me a new perspective on World War II veterans, Tom.
Did you enjoy me in the terminal, Bruce?
What was Tom Hanks' reaction when Bruce Springsteen called and said that they were going to go deep sea fishing? I was fishing.
He was happy, Mike.
Listen to this.
He was thrilled.
Bruce Springsteen's going fishing with me? With little old me?
That works. That works.
Oh, yeah.
me. On a boat with me. A man chasing
this. That's perfect. Were there any ladies? Were there any women folk on the boat?
It was strictly two guys getting away from the rigors of being rock star slash movie star.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Not fair. Ought to be a law.
And Mike, I disagree. I would think that Tom Hanks is as hot as ever with the thrill of last summer's Da Vinci Code. Still hot stinker. Still hot in my blood. How'd you like that movie, Buzz?
I didn't see that movie, actually.
The Da Vinci Code.
Didn't see it. It's all about God. That's what I hear.
That's a bad movie.
That's what I heard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Great haircut, though, he's got for that movie.
And a great subject.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Buzz didn't see the movie because he was there.
My God, what is the deal with your phone?
Oh, is it bad?
Pretty bad.
And anyway, Larry David, on the Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, somebody was calling him a cheap bastard and said he was worth $400 million and he didn't dispute it.
Don't doubt it. I mean, that Seinfeld show, it still runs how many times a day around the world?
Didn't Jerry get most of the money on that, though? Or did Larry get half? They split it, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I think at least for the first, 7 years that show was on, it was like a 50-50 deal, maybe.
Right. Okay.
Or maybe even like that Larry David got more and then Jerry Seinfeld got more at the end.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is just, I know nothing about the breakup, what their issues were, but I know that I'd like to see Larry David just have one of those crises. You know, where he's going out, you just see him start behaving like Lindsay Lohan.
What do you mean this is my table? I got the VIP table.
I disagree, like a free man.
Finally!
And on the big kind that gets 1 mile a gallon.
Well, you're saying you disagree, but then we're talking about the same thing, that he'd go crazy.
Oh, I thought you were saying he would go crazy without her.
Oh. No. He goes crazy because he's free doing the party thing, like
I'm
going to Vegas and, you know, getting hookers and stuff like that.
I'm with you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Do you think he'll do a Britney and shave his head?
Well, something like that. That's what I'm hoping.
Wouldn't really make it
better. Really, wouldn't you like to see him change his look a little bit? Shaving the head would be probably the next step for him.
An outrageous, or an outrageous toupee because he's mostly bald.
Or wouldn't an outrageous earring.
Wouldn't you get like a DUI on a Vespa or something like that? A little queer scooter.
Well, I'd like to see it if he goes nuts. No, but he's not the kind of guy that goes nuts.
He'll go fishing with Ted Danson.
You know, the good thing about these celebrity breakups is you hear more about them as time progresses. Like, we don't know yet whether there's an issue.
Maybe it was an affair with Ted Danson.
Or maybe. Maybe he's like you, Rob. Maybe he only speaks with his fists.
He looks like that sort, doesn't he?
Yeah, can you picture that? She'd kick his ass.
Well, it's all around Hollywood that he's not all that pleasant a man. Really.
I don't get that from seeing his show.
No. And it's not really just the show.
Huh.
Is he really?
He's got a terrible reputation.
He's a prick?
Yes.
Maybe he didn't ball her enough.
That's it.
Always a problem. Maybe she didn't ball him enough.
That could be true.
Right.
Oh, my. Here's some celebrity news that I don't want to give to you, Mike.
Why? Because is this going to break my heart?
Yes.
I believe so.
All right.
I guarantee
it. I believe so. I think over the last couple of weeks, we played a song by the Grassroots one day to start the show.
Yes.
And I mentioned how I've jammed with them at a craft fair.
Sure. Right.
Also at a raft race.
Yes.
And in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
I've performed with them three times.
You have.
And I think I said something along the lines of, these guys can't get arrested to get their names in the newspaper.
Stellar job, I might add.
True. Well, singer of Grassroots arrested on drug charges. Rob Grill denies doctor shopping. They say over the last month, between February and April, he had prescriptions for 490 doses of oxycodone.
That's Russia's drug, right?
That sure is, Mike.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Godspeed.
Wow. Who are we to judge his pain?
Hi, this is Rob Grill of the Grassroots, and congratulations. You've just won the Don and Mike Celebrity Book Contest.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I didn't know. Did he appear when you jammed with him to be in pain?
Just over his life. Not physical pain, Mike.
All of his mental pain.
He seemed very lucid when he came on our show.
Rob Grill, 63, original member of the band with the Grassroots, says, quote, I am no Rush Limbaugh.
Well, there you go.
Let me see.
They're going to grill him.
None of the doctors are at fault. None of them knew they were overlapping prescriptions. They're just trying to help out. I apologize to anybody. Rob Grillo has sworn off prescription painkillers.
Right.
Solved. Problem solved.
And he has denied he had an addiction.
Yeah, just another grill pill.
I'm with him.
I'm here for you, Rob. If you're listening somewhere out there. Rob.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is summertime. That's when they do their craft fair tour.
On one of the 25 radio stations that we broadcast to around America and some of the crappiest cities that this country has to offer. And I say that with love. Hello, Sacramento.
Also worldwide.
That's right. Maybe if he's drying out right now and listening on the internet,
mm-hmm.
I'm there for you, dude.
You'll fill in?
I'll hold your hand on stage. I'll play the tambourine. I'll braid your hair.
I think you have to offer more than that. I think that if you're going to be a true friend, you have to offer your services to step in. To step in and go on tour with the Grassroots, replacing Rob Grillo.
One step at a time, Mike. I will start by being his
That's what he's supposed to do.
I'll start by being his wet nurse.
His wet nurse. I love wet nurse.
And then beyond that.
Don't you love that expression, wet nurse?
Because let's face it, I've got the charisma to be the lead singer of the Grassroots.
Clearly. Yes.
I know all the words to all the songs.
Yes.
The only thing that I'm lacking is a good singing voice.
But you can sell it. You can sell it without the singing voice, just on attitude. You can speak the lyric.
But it's not putting on the hits. And
sooner or later.
And I can't do a Shatner out there. Why can't you?
You can't do it, Mike. Can't do it.
Of course you can.
Not unless Rob Grill contacts me himself.
Anyway.
It can happen.
Godspeed, Rob Grill. Fight those demons.
I hope your pain goes away.
Fight those demons.
Good luck, Robert.
Fight those
Robert
demons.
Grill.
Two at a time.
Two divided by love.
Robert Thelonious Grill.
Equals you'll lick it. Lick it, boy.
Grill. Rob.
Breaking news. Will you make up your mind? Give all
the love that you've been hiding. I want to take some more pills because my name is Rob Grill.
Hey.
What?
Not funny, man.
To where we draw the line. I thought it was a beautiful rhyme.
It's the pain of a broken heart. It's the pain of having a public that doesn't realize the genius that I've realized since I was a lad.
They were great.
Since I bought those records when I was a boy.
They were hit machines.
30 million records.
They were brilliant.
If only he had one pill. If only he had one pill for every record they sold.
What do you think about this maybe making him bigger when he gets out of rehab? Is he going to rehab? Did he say he's going to rehab?
Yes, probably. Everybody does, Mike.
Let's see.
Sooner or later.
I apologize to anybody that I've embarrassed. I'm not a criminal. Oh, he has enrolled in a detox program.
Ooh, that's heavy duty.
Yeah.
This will make him bigger than he was before. We wish him well.
What do you think? You mean like physically bigger or more popular?
Well, maybe that too. Both.
Wait, which did you mean, though?
I mean he'll be white hot when he gets out of detox.
More popular. So you're saying that Peter Noon should maybe start should start eating pills as fast
sure.
as he can.
That'll work. Lulu. All the people of that era. Donovan.
I miss them.
You know, they should all go to rehab.
The Turtles.
All of the members of the Dave Clark Five.
Yes.
So just Dave.
Just why? What happened to the other four?
I know at least one of them's dead.
Well, good. Then more pills for the other guys.
Just to, you know, have Peter Noon go to a shopping mall and do one version of Henry VIII, I am slurring.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I need to give you some primer, as they say.
Primer,
yes. In your drugs. There is a difference between oxycodone and OxyContin.
Yes.
OxyContin is the really bad stuff.
Well, what's oxycodone?
Oxycodone is just like Percocet or Vicodin.
Right.
Well, still, he got 490 of them.
Yeah, that's still bad news.
I still have that cough syrup at home that I never took, and it's hydrocodone.
Liquid Vicodin is what you have.
You could probably send that to Rob Grill, Mike.
Maybe I will.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful get-well present?
I'll get one of those little bags that you get at the Hallmark store and then put it in a nice box and take it down to the package store. What is that store they call it where you send the UPS boxes? There's something, mailboxes, et cetera.
Yeah,
one
something
like that.
The container store.
The container store. That's what I was looking for. The container store. I'll go to the Hallmark store, get a bag, and put the bag in the container from the container store and send it to Rob Grill.
Well, you're right, sir. It's oxycodone, not OxyContin.
OxyContin, that's the Rush Limbaugh stuff.
Kills really heroin.
All right. Well,
is that really, like, incredibly powerful?
That's like heroin.
Yeah, right. And wasn't he taking like 30 a day or some amazing number?
Who, Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah.
I don't know. There have been all kinds of stories about stuff like that. I remember when Brett Favre was going through it. I read somewhere that he would take 30 of them in one sitting,
wow.
Then would go sit on the toilet, and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
And then he would like throw up a little bit, and he'd go have like another bottle of them.
This is Favre did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're applauding that? Again, who are we?
You know what he's fame. Applauding? I know exactly what he's applauding.
Not anything about Brett Favre. He's applauding sitting on the toilet with nothing happening.
That's right.
One day.
Can relate.
I'm glad Brett's coming back.
Well, that causes any medication. Does it most of it cause constipation? Especially upper.
Hello.
Yeah, which is what Elvis did.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to clear up what one of the guys just said about the difference. He said the Oxycontin was different than oxycodone.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear up something with them because it is the exact same thing.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, Percocet is oxycodone with Tylenol, and Oxycontin is oxycodone with time release.
No, it isn't.
Buzz is one of your students from the streets.
Well, we've gotten two calls on this, and we have our Jesus Saves newsman who is also saying this. And what we have here is no pharmacist calling. But we have a pharmacist on staff in the back of the room. We have a registered pharmacist.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on a second. Dr. Ardinger? Hey, Joe. Joe, can you help us out on this, please?
What can I do for you?
We're having a discussion, Joe, about Oxycontin and oxycodone. Is that what it is?
What are you enjoying for lunch today, Joe?
Ham sandwich with pastrami.
Mm. How's that breath right now, son?
Lovely. Awesome. Joe, were those ribs that you microwaved yesterday, those dinosaur ribs you microwaved, were those delicious?
Mm-hmm.
God, they look good.
What's the difference?
Joe brought in ribs, like Fred Flintstone ribs yesterday.
Right, big, huge ones.
Phenomenal.
Joe?
Yes.
What's the difference, please, between Oxycontin and oxycodone?
Oxycodone is popularly known as Percocet.
Mm-hmm.
Oxycontin is a derivative of Dilaudid. More of a synthetic opioid, and hydrocodone is known as Vicodin, which is 7.5 milligrams of hydrocodone mixed with acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol.
You rock.
Listen to that. That's the right man to ask.
Thank you, Savar.
Fantastic job, Joe.
There he is. Our own Rain Man.
That's fantastic.
Joe Ardinger.
Wow, that was a good answer.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Send him home.
Hello.
He's done.
Hello, Donna Mike. All right, I'll try this one. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, is somebody going to set him straight on the drugs?
Well, Joe just gave us the answer, but it was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
What is your take on it?
That, I guess the second guy who called.
Come on, why are all the guys that are calling? I'm so confused. Why are all the guys that are calling about the drugs going,
They're all taking it.
They're all high.
They're all using it right now. they're all constipated and on speed.
Now, you were the one that called us and said, hey, is somebody going to set us straight? I thought Joe did.
Well, maybe I haven't heard it, I guess. Yeah. Oxycodone is the active ingredient in Oxycontin. There's just 10, 20 times more of it than, a Percocet tablet.
Dr. Ardinger, you've stepped into the studio.
Can you hear him, Joe? There's no need to listen to anybody anymore. I've explained it.
Right.
Remember, an informed junkie is a healthy junkie.
Thank you. Goodbye.
We'll take no more calls.
Bye!
Well, Joe has reached his...
Is he like licking the space between his teeth to get his ham sandwich out of it? Back there eating his Kevin Arnold food. His Wonder Years dinner that his wife made for him.
Where he's got his little drop kit, which is a cardboard box with all these things in it. His snacks that I steal every day.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you'd be talking to us right now.
Sure, boy. We're curious.
That last caller was right.
Yes.
Oxycodone, Oxycontin. Same.
Bye.
No more calls.
I'm curious.
No more calls, please. Thank you. We are sold out of this item. Hello. No more copies of the Paul McCartney album. I got to give that tape to someone to play. The Paul McCartney on Home Shopping Network.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, it would be you.
Hey, hi.
Hey, hi.
Let hey, me have you ever seen this show, Intervention?
On HBO, sure I have.
And on A&E every Friday night. Rob Grill was on because his son is strung out on needle heroin every day.
You know, I take it back. Hold on a second. I don't know if the show is Intervention on HBO. Is the show called Alcoholism? What's the show that they're running now on HBO? Is it like Alcoholism? Is that the name of it?
It's like a documentary, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
The HBO Undercover. I think it is called Alcoholism.
Yeah, maybe it's not Intervention.
That's on HBO? I got to take that in. We got to look at that.
Why don't you TiVo it, Mike?
I will. It's really called Alcoholism. I haven't heard of it. You're and not. I'm an HBO guy. That's what I watch more than anything else.
You haven't heard of the show?
The show. I've heard of the disease.
I only watch the...
I think it's completely fabricated.
Is it a disease or a condition?
Exactly.
I only watch that show Intervention when a co-worker's on it.
Anyway, so Rob Grill's kid was on this show?
And so was he. They had a whole group therapy session about the fact that the whole reason the kid is strung out is because Rob Grill brought him up on drugs, and there was a whole...
Oh, this is just blasphemy.
Did you watch TiVo, the one where they got Steve Johnson?
I did.
That was one of my favorites.
Our former employee?
Yeah.
I liked it when Joan Latta intervened.
That was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was good.
Sir, we'll have to do some research on this. You know, Rob Grill is an icon, please. Let's respect him now at this time.
I helped you. I helped out. I feel good.
Thank you. Goodbye. I just hope that someday we're not hearing, a remake of the song where someone is singing it like, sooner or later, love is going to get you, sooner or later.
How do you know it's not like that already?
You mean like when you go out to the, it's been a while since you performed with him.
Before you make up your mind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Guys, I am a pharmacist, and I can clear something up for you.
I think you're lying.
Unless you're talking about the rash between my legs, I don't think we need anything cleared up.
Well, the Percocet versus the OxyContin and the oxycodone.
I believe that pharmacist Joe has already set us straight, friend.
Joe didn't set you straight, Joe.
How would you prove that you are indeed a pharmacist?
Yes.
Ask me a question a pharmacist should
know. No, that's not the way it works. How do you have to prove it to us. In this jury, in this trial, you have to prove it to us.
How do you count out pills?
Okay, what's the generic name for aspirin? Acetylsalicylic acid.
How do you count out pills?
By fives.
Where are you a pharmacist? Are you at one of the big chains?
No, I have my own pharmacy.
Your own pharmacy? What, like Roy's Pharmacy?
What, a home pharmacy?
It is my own.
Well, explain.
How do you have your own pharmacy, dude? Unless you've got a meth house or something.
No, I mean a local community pharmacy.
Well, then give it a plug. What's
the community?
It's in Baltimore.
What's the name of the pharmacy?
Hunt Valley.
There you go.
Hunt Valley what?
Pharmacy.
And are you the chief pharmacist?
Yes, I am.
There's a plug for your business. That was nice and easy. There you go.
Hunt Valley, a lot of seniors wandering around up there, right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Oxycodone is its own entity. OxyContin is an extended-release form of oxycodone. And Percocet...
Give us three names for penicillin. Three antibiotics that have that cillin in them.
Ampicillin, amoxicillin, penicillin, dicloxacillin. That's four.
Yeah. That's too many.
Pretty good, though.
Only wanted three.
We only wanted three. You are not a pharmacist.
Sorry.
Answer on behalf of all pharmacists. Why do pharmacists have that we're better than you attitude?
The arrogance, it's unfounded.
Why are you up above everybody?
I'm not. I'm street level.
You're street level?
Yes.
Why do you continue to look down at people, even when you're at street level? Because really, all you are, my friend, let's take away all of the sugarcoating, you're a pill counter.
Yes.
That's why I asked you how you count them.
Yes.
Five at a time, you know. You know why you do five at a time?
Because I can't do 10.
Because it makes your pitiful little existence there a little easier.
How many years do you go to school?
A little more important. Because anyone with half a brain could sit there and go, 10, 20, 30, there you go. There's your prescription.
Is that 5 years after undergrad?
It was actually 4 years after undergrad. I went 1 and 4.
I know after speaking to you with this deliberate, calm exterior that you're showing, mm-hmm. you're one of those guys that even if no one's there, you come with the prescription, and you look at the person, you look them right in the eye, and you say, it'll be an hour, even though a monkey could go count out 30 pills in a minute.
Right.
Come on now.
You're killing me.
I know.
Do you wear?
Because I'm right. Do pharmacists have it?
You're going to ask him if he wears the white coat?
Oh, yeah, the gay blue coat.
Oh, the blue coat.
Pharmacists got it all going on.
Nah, you're killing me. No.
How many pharmacists do you have working for you?
Me. That's it.
Just you? Well, how come you're not there now?
I'm here.
What, you're there? You're at the... Now I'm beginning to think it's BS.
How do you run a pharmacy with only one person?
It's Monday to Friday.
I don't trust him, even if he is a pharmacist. I think he's doctor.
You mean there's no old person begging for drugs in your pharmacy right now?
I'm working as we speak.
What are you doing?
There you go. There you go. You're all set. I'm working as we speak.
Right.
There's no way you just had a...
What
do you have a paging system in your drugstore?
No, it's just a small store.
What happens if more than one or two or three people come into your store at a time?
We all just coordinate and get everything done.
Now, I heard a voice in the background.
Yeah, honest to God.
I heard a voice that sounded like a customer.
Do you sell sundries?
Yes, we do.
Good. You sell, like, toothpaste?
Is it like a mercantile?
It is. It's, you ever heard of Epic?
Sure.
It's an Epic.
It's an Epic pharmacy.
Okay.
It's not a small place.
Yeah, I mean, well, no.
Do you have a refrigerator section?
No. No, with very few sundries. It's just a soda machine. We pretty much just are very professional.
What's the square footage of this place, son?
1,500.
1,500 square feet? It's tiny.
Yeah. We do mostly compounds. We do a lot of custom compounds.
What do you mean custom compounds?
Women that need hormone replacement therapy, external products you can't normally get. We make capsules. We make all kinds of things. Suppositories.
So what's the... Well, you
suppositories. Make suppositories?
We make suppositories?
You have hemorrhoids. Come see me.
So Rob has ulcerative colitis. Could you help him?
Rob, I will gladly help Rob with his ulcerative...
What do you recommend for it? What medication?
Well, you have Colazal, you have azathioprine, you have...
Is that what you think, Rob?
Yeah, I think he might be real.
He's the real deal.
Yeah,
I like it so from the attitude he is now that we're talking to him. Yeah, so tell me, how often when you get some old person coming in there for their incredible pain med, do you just, like, count out 22, 23, 30?
No, I'm very... I always very ethical.
Have you ever screwed up?
No comment.
How much money you make?
You tell me and I'll tell you.
Well, that's kind of personal, Rob.
I don't think so. He called us. I'm a pharmacist. Look at me. I have an epic pharmacy.
Okay, well, how much do you make from selling the pills on the street?
No,
I'll tell you my salary if you tell me yours.
All right, go ahead.
I make $280,000 a year.
I make a quarter of that.
Well, you stay at it, young man.
Thanks, Robbie.
All right, here's the final test for you as a pharmacist. Was Rob telling the truth or lying?
About what he makes?
Yes.
Lying.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good man. He's a pharmacist.
300.
Yeah. How many condoms do you sell?
You know what? We don't have them. No one comes in here for condoms. If I did put them out, no
one... What if I wanted, like, one of those eyeglass repair kits?
I do have those.
Yeah.
What do you sell for herpes?
We have Valtrex. We have Zovirax.
Which works best for you?
Hey. Do you sell medic alert bracelets?
Robbie, don't tell my wife that. Yeah, we do have medic alert bracelets. For people that are on Coumadin, like a blood thinner, you want to make sure that if they have to go to the hospital, they're aware of that.
So you mean there's no one that works there except you? You have no part-time help?
Oh, yeah. No, I have staff. We have five of us that work here. I'm the only pharmacist, though.
Oh, okay.
I was working under the assumption that he was one guy.
Ye olde apothecary.
You said how many pharmacists work there. It was just me. That was the reason the confusion. Sorry about that.
I got an idea for you. This is kind of a throwback, but I've always wanted to tell all drugstore people, why don't you throw a soda fountain in there?
Hey, that's good.
You know... That one of the other places still has one. It's in the Baltimore area.
My hometown drugstore, Jim Spencer, who ran it for years and was just a great guy, they had the old-fashioned ye olde soda fountain. Well, and you could go down and get yourself an ice cream sundae or a chocolate soda. And you could actually, and they had it there. And he was the pharmacist, and he'd also pour out the soda.
Get to the
DeLorean. Like James Garner. Right?
Get to the DeLorean and drive back to 1972.
I know. It sucks, though. It really does.
Do you sell canes?
He's gone.
Oh,
he's gone. We drove him away.
Ye olde soda fountain.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm a urologist. This guy on the air is telling the truth. He's definitely a pharmacist, and he's right. This guy Joe Artinger doesn't know what he's talking about with oxycodone.
So you're a urologist. Does that mean like you deal with like urine?
Yeah. I'm a surgeon. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You're a doctor.
That's definitely part of what I do. Yes,
doctor of P.
Right. Okay.
So Joe was way out of line.
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy, the pharmacist, is right.
I would love
right.
to hear Joe debate a
urologist.
Joe,
standing up for
hey,
pharmacy.
Joe, please. Hi, Joe.
Too good.
Where are you, Joe?
Anyways.
Hey, a doctor.
Oxycodone is a synthetic opiate.
Joe, I think you should step into the studio to debate the position.
Hey, sir, do you have a PhD?
He's not laughing. Wait, did you always want to go into that area of medicine?
Well, you know, frankly, yeah.
Okay. Why does a person choose urology? How did you happen to choose that specialty out of all the others?
That's a pisser.
maybe because I have a mental illness, but, you know.
Good enough.
Good answer. Joe, this urologist is...
They had a good doctor.
He went into urology because he wasn't smart enough to cure cancer.
Oh, Joe throwing down some smack. We have our pharmacist here, doctor. We've got Joe, Dr. Joe Ardinger.
Well, I'll tell you, though, when you're like 65 years old and you need a urologist, you need one fast.
Well, yeah. Was Joe right or wrong about all the names of the Oxy stuff?
He's wrong. Oxycodone is a synthetic opiate. It's found in Percocet. It's also found in OxyContin. That's where the Contin name comes from. Contin means like continuous. So OxyContin is a continuous long-term dose of oxycodone. It's the same stuff.
Joe?
So that's why these guys, it's pretty potent, because what people do is they break it and you get like 24 hours of oxycodone.
All right, hold on, doctor.
Hold on.
Well, that's
Joe?
Correct. If you break it, you destroy the time release.
Yeah, and you get it all. It's like, that's why it's like a rave drug or whatever. These people, you know, it's very dangerous.
So, Joe, are you going to concede
it's
to this doctor?
It's not that dangerous.
Are you going to concede to this doctor?
Oh, I mean, you know, I've got a high school education, and my stuff used to fall off the back of UPS trucks. What do you want from me?
No, I'm not criticizing you.
No, you are. You see,
wow.
You are.
I'm just saying.
Be gone. Go look at wieners.
You didn't inspect wieners.
Pharmacist is, he's right on.
I bet when you're inspecting, you have to wear a bib, like a lobster bib.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do.
All right, go be a urologist. Go Ural all over the place.
Ural.
Let me tell you, when you need me, you'll be looking for me.
I like it. I like the urologist.
I'm already looking for you. I want to kick your ass.
Wow.
You'll be on your hands and knees looking for me.
That is a doctor with an attitude.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
Oh,
there.
Good day. You'll be on your hands and knees.
DWA.
Oh, that is too funny.
A doctor with an attitude.
He also said when you need one fast.
Tell me about it.
Funny. Oh, my God. I hope it's not true, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Well, we are very busy, but what can we do for
you? Yes, you're on the air with Dr. Somer and Geronimo.
Okay, John.
Hi, welcome to the Finger Show.
Oh, good.
Time for us to put on our glove.
What's happening?
Hey, where are we going up to in Paris Hilton?
What? Dumbass says what?
So when are we going to update on Paris Hilton? I mean, everybody else is. Take it easy. I like the show. Bye.
There he goes. How rude of him to walk out on the crickets like that.
You are never to blame. You are never to blame. You may feel shame, but all the same. Are never to blame.
Yeah, that whole discussion with the urologist. That last caller, how dare you, sir? How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
Okay, where's the Paris Hilton update? Okay, I'm going.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, he just done let all the air out of our balloon.
Mm-hmm.
What about Paris Hilton? That's what I care about because I'm told to.
What about her? I hope she's being bent over like a twig right now.
Not a chance.
And some large Marge is eating at the Y. You're right, though.
Somebody looks like Ballbricker from Porky's.
Or Rosie.
Was it Ballbricker? Was that the gym teacher from Porky's?
Yes. Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Wearing her bandana.
Let's think of women we could put in the cell. Rosie. Sandra Bernhardt.
Joy Behar. Not as fixed up as she is on TV, of course.
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Mm-hmm.
Rue McClanahan.
Beatrice Arthur.
Yeah.
Janice Soprano.
That's a good one. That's the most contemporary and the most believable. Janice Soprano.
Yeah. She's going, so, you're the famous Paris Hilton. I want you to please me.
What about Carmella?
Please me. Where's my handsome Paris?
Oh.
God forgive you for driving on a suspended license. Take a look at me. Look what I'm showing you. And then touch what I'm showing you.
And then she can give Paris that special treat like she gave to Tony on their anniversary.
Exactly. That'd be great.
Paris, come over to my bunk. Where's my handsome man? I mean my handsome woman. Oh,
Christ.
God forgive me for loving you.
Christ's sake, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bulimia, but why stop there? If you really want to include Modern Wonders, how about Lindsay and Paris and Nicole? Telephones you can wear right on your anus. Or gay marriage. What about Chinese that deliver to your door? And is anything more wondrous than internet porn sites? Maybe they need to start a list of seven wonders of the world of sex. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Well, it's
Mike Show.
My place to say like
but Don likes them. Don and Mike.
I believe that was edited.
I think it may have been, and I think she might have been under the influence of OxyContin.
Like Rob Grill.
There it is.
Here he is. Sounds good. Sounds straight. Fine. Sounds like his head's on straight.
Sunny days, Mike.
Sunnier days.
Sunnier days.
Good times.
Good times. Good times.
Good times, good times, good time, good dreams.
Where is our Polish intern, Matthew?
Matt the Pole?
I believe he's here.
Matt.
Good. I like that he's running. I like to see that.
Yeah, boy.
Get it, boy.
Sure, boy.
I'm curious.
There you go.
Now, of course, everything on this show is somehow screwed up. Made a simple request yesterday to see if the boy, Matt the Pollock, can eat 50 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in 10 minutes.
Right.
They went out and they bought Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Right.
They bought the miniature ones. Because, like I said, everything on this show.
Who did that?
Well, you look at the Pollock.
You did?
Yes.
Sorry. The wife I asked you this before the show. I'll ask you it again now. Why didn't you buy regular full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Well, that was the only, like, multi-bags they had. I didn't see any big ones.
Did you go, like, to a CVS?
Yeah, I went to Giant.
You went to a grocery store.
This is like he's learning,
Polish,
though.
What do you want from me?
He's learning well, though, with the one-word answers, you know. He really is. So you couldn't find any, you know, we wanted regular peanut butter cups.
I was because not aware of that.
Because the thought
How many little ones are in the bag?
There's like 100. I mean, I bought two bags. I think there's like 45 or 50 in a bag.
But, Mike, don't you agree that a couple of those doesn't necessarily equal one full Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, not at all.
And also,
50 regular Reese's peanut butter cups would be probably a daunting challenge. You probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
But the little ones, he'd probably be able to do 50 of those.
I mean, couldn't you go to a grocery store? I understand you went to one, but you're Polish and everything.
Are you a big eater, Matt? You look like you're a little chunky. Are you a big eater?
I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even though you're Polish, you can find the part in the store where they have, I know that they have to have them, those, like, they come, I think, individually wrapped in boxes of eight.
Costco's the place where you get them.
Yeah.
You know, you get the whole,
the big box store.
The big box of them.
Well, why don't you just go across the street right now and get some. Get some big ones. Get some regular sized ones at the Giant.
Regular peanut butter cups is what we, do you like peanut butter cups?
Yes, for now. Probably not after today. It's got
to be relevant. Here you go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Here's some more money. Hold on. How much do you think? I don't want to give them too much.
That candy's expensive. You're giving them the right amount.
$40?
All
okay.
Right.
Go across the street now and buy 50 real peanut butter cups, please.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And what are we going to do with the ones that he doesn't eat? Because you know he's not going to be able to do it.
Mike, we can do one.
Just thinking ahead.
We can do one of two things.
Yes.
We can either send them to Angelina Jolie.
Right.
Or we can hide them in the back so every day you can go back and sneak a couple.
That's what I was thinking.
I like that.
Yeah. That's kind of why I asked.
So you don't have to sneak Joe's candy in.
Full size. Good luck, Matt. Sometimes you just need chocolate. Hope you don't eat all 50. Hope you don't eat all 10.
I believe when I was a kid...
How many did you knock back?
When I was a kid, I think I one time impressed my friends by eating maybe 15 of them.
Yeah.
Just one right after
the number
other.
I'm thinking of.
Quite a few.
You know, somewhere between 15 and 20. You know, then you just sit there and you get that...
Yeah.
But I never did that. I never did the, you know, I always say purely for pleasure, not to impress.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever ate competitively.
Never ate.
Never ate competitively.
I think when I did that, it wasn't even competitive. I know that it was...
You were enjoying it. You were just, you liked them so much.
Everybody had all of their Halloween candy on a table. Like five guys poured their pillow cases full of candy on the table. And it was like, you know how when you trade with guys? Like,
yeah.
God, I hate Baby Ruth. I'll take... Who's got the Reese's?
Right.
I traded for all the Reese's and just started eating them and going nuts.
Well, how many years has Reese's been the number one? I mean, have we had surveys?
Always.
It really, as long as it's been out, it's been number one.
Yeah. So anyway, he goes and he buys a little tiny kind, you know. That is...
So that doesn't have the same... Even if he was not going to do 50, that doesn't have the same... A Reese's peanut butter cup is the challenge. That's like a hot dog.
Substantial.
You know, if you're eating the little ones, that has the same challenge level of eating a mini hot dog. It's not the same thing. It's bite size.
The only reason that you should possibly use the miniature Reese's peanut butter cups are if you're making some little thing for little kids, like their little party where everybody gets a little tiny bag, goodie bag. Beyond that.
Well, you know what? We've had this discussion. We normally have it at Halloween.
What is the point?
This speaks to the whole cheapening of the candy industry.
That is the only other reason people buy the miniature size, so they can cheap out at Halloween and not give us our full-size candies.
At Halloween? You know, the only thing I would say that those little bite-size candies are good for are for candy dishes at the holidays. But even at the holidays, you would put out a dish maybe with a full size candy.
But if you did,
that'd be kind of gross.
But no, yeah. Mike, hold on.
But
I'm sure you like me. You've been to a holiday party. There's been the candy dish that has all of the miniature Hershey crackles.
Yeah,
and all
exactly. Yes. And a lot of peanut butter cups.
I'm sure you like me. You don't take one.
You never take one.
You put your big bare hand in there and grab out like 15 of them and just shove them in the pocket of your jacket and move on.
Well, let me throw this out to the candy industry.
At least that's what I do.
Let me throw this out to the candy industry. What I think they should do is they should have decorative full-size peanut butter cups. Not the whole package with two or three. You just have little peanut butter cups in a holiday thing so that when you reach into the candy thing, you pull out a full-size cup, just like you'd pull out a full-size Baby Ruth. Or maybe an entire Hershey bar with a lovely Christmas wrapping on it.
Yeah, you got to go full size.
Yeah.
Please, don't screw that up.
And which is smaller? We've always had this. Is it bite size or fun size?
Fun size
is the absolute ultimate ripoff.
Fun size is the cheapest.
Fun size is taking like you've got the bite size Snickers, and fun size is cutting that in half, right? It's having that.
It's called the Line Wand Edition.
Fortunately
for us, we are right across the street. The highway across from us has a big, gigantic, super giant Safeway store.
Yes, it does.
Whatever it is. It's
a giant.
Giant food. Yeah.
The cemetery giant.
So we will be able to get the food in here rather quickly.
It's the senior giant. It's the cocoon giant.
message from me to Bob the Mailman.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Yeah, Robert De Niro. I made a bet with Robert a long time ago about Shaq when Miami got beat in the playoffs by the Chicago Bulls and invited him to my home because I lost the bet to watch some of the NBA finals. And I said, we'll do it on the opening weekend because, you know, why not? It's Saturday night. What the hell? Well, as it turns out, all of the finals games this year are going to be on weeknights.
Really?
Yeah.
So where does that leave your... So you want to watch the Spurs-Cavs opening game?
He is already communicated via Rob 1,000 text messages that he's sure that I'm going to back out of this, that he wants a limo to my house.
Didn't you guys at one point say if it falls on a weeknight, the first Saturday game of the finals?
There are no Saturday games now.
Oh, yeah. No. None?
That's what I'm saying. They redid their schedule now. They're not, because nobody watches on Saturday night.
Wow.
They put all the games on during the week now.
I got the rarest of all treats. I got a phone call, a voice call from Robert when he was concerned that you'd back out, and also these two texts. The first one reads, need limo to Don to and from Don's house because he wants to drink a lot.
I'll kiss my white ass.
He said he would take anything bigger than 20 feet. It doesn't need a hot tub. And the other text was...
not part of the deal.
There is no God.
Oh, so he doesn't believe either.
So you're in good company, Buzz. Congratulations.
What's wrong with him?
Enjoy the meeting.
Well, Bobby Mailman, if you're out there listening, here is the deal. They play a game Thursday night. I think they play Friday night, and then there are more games next week.
When's the opener?
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I need to get the guys out to move the valuables out.
Right. Are you saying Thursday would be acceptable?
No, I am saying I would rather you send them home for like game three. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It's going to be a Thursday, a Tuesday, whatever night it is. Janet is out of town on business, and I would like for her to be around. She's going to help me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's going to help me.
She might not be safe, though.
She's going to help me soothe the savage beast that is Robert Mailman. She's going to help with...
Shouldn't we be having this discussion with Robert on the air?
No, that's what I'm trying to avoid, Mike. She's going to help me soothe the savage beast with food and liqueur.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And Robert, if you're out there, and I know you are, Let's make this happen. Can somebody help me? When is game three?
I don't know, but I would like to offer to pay Robert's cab, not limo, but a cab to your house if he wants to have a few cocktails.
One way?
Is that something that would help you, or would you rather have him not drink?
I would rather that he drive drunk.
Fair enough. You'd rather have him pull a Paris Hilton, a Lindsay Lohan? Well, there's another. I came out ahead on that one.
Yes,
fantastic.
I would.
No more money out of my pocket.
Anyway, Robert, I know you're out there. I'll pay off the bet. I'm actually looking forward to it.
So what day, when is this going to be?
If somebody,
we're checking.
Just give me the paper. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't follow sports.
I know you don't. You're funny like that, for God's sakes. Here we go.
I enjoy the fine arts.
Basketball.
Yes.
WLBA.
No, that's wrong.
Sports on TV, soccer, baseball, auto racing. Jesus Christ.
Hard to find the NBA. A lot of sports.
God damn. Give me something. Will somebody just Google it, please?
All right. Thursday at San Antonio. Sunday at San Antonio. June 12th at Cleveland.
Game three is a week from tonight.
June 12th at Cleveland.
But there's a Sunday game?
There is a Sunday game.
Not a chance.
Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Sunday, I have a standing reservation in the court of God.
All day.
So
all day.
I think all night. I think you know.
You have the prayer breakfast, followed by Mass.
Sunrise service.
Followed by the church supper. And Bible study from 9 until midnight.
Sing along.
I wish I could be like you.
So there we go. Let's make it happen a week from today for game number three. That's it. You're on, Robert. You're right.
They're all weeknight games. Well, the Sunday game, but that doesn't count.
Robert, you're invited to, and plus Sunday night, it's the finale of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be watching a basketball game when The Sopranos is on. So, a week from tonight, next Tuesday, June 12th, look forward to it, Bobby Mailman.
Let's see if Greg Popovich can get those Cavs to beat the Spurs.
He's the coach of the Spurs.
Spurs to beat the Cavs. And boy, that Spurs player, LeBron James.
It's King James.
King James.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Why? Why do I have to be a drag queen? Why?
Man, these are the answers that we can't give you. It's a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
Because it was meant to be.
It might.
Yes.
Because we have a moment while Matt the Pollock is out getting his Reese's Peanut Butter
Indeed,
Cup.
Indeed, we do.
I was just standing outside with the buddies and couldn't help noticing that something awful happened to your fancy new car.
Yeah. I was keyed.
Yeah.
Wow, that's got a key. I was keyed by the Incredible Hulk.
That's like the size of the key that Superman used to open his Fortress of Solitude.
I'm a dumbass. I am a dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, Pixie.
Come on, let's hear it. What'd you do to your fancy car?
At my residence, you know that I live in an old house, a house that was built around 1900.
This old house.
And this old house has several things. Well, of course, the house itself has some additions on it, but it has some things that were around during ye old times, including the gate to the driveway, which was seriously... It originated with the house when they rode around in horses and carriages,
mm-hmm.
and it's not
driveway size, but it is big enough to fit a car in there.
Not
as
that
a matter
I wanna...
of fact, you could probably fit a truck in there. In the guy that lived there before did fit a truck in there, but it is absolutely the minimum amount of space. It is very narrow. You have to pay attention when you're going between these two old pedestals.
This would
these
be the
pillars where they used to have the gate for the horses.
Didn't you have another fender bender already with this car?
No. Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
I did at the very like the night I got it.
Well, you're
backed into a dumpster.
Ouch.
I'm not prepared to say. Yeah, I guess I am prepared to say it is it's an unlucky vehicle for me.
Oh, is it really?
Ooh.
Oh my!
But here's the deal: I love the car.
And seriously, this thing that goes along the side of Mike's car goes.
It, which can I tell you? Can I explain what happens?
Yeah, from the front to the back.
Yeah, from the front, the passenger front, all the way to the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
It had there are two brick pillars that go up, and where there used to be a gate for like horses and ye olden times.
Okay.
And what's left now? There's no gate there, but there's this metal ringlet where the gate used to hook into. It was just this little gate.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I got so close to the brick pedestal that it not only brushed against, it's not like I brushed against something brick, I actually brushed up against the metal and that hooked the car, opening the right passenger door like a can opener.
Yeah, exactly.
It actually cut the metal. And when I heard it the first time, as opposed to I thought, well, don't back up because you're going to make it worse if you back up. Continue going forward, and if you go forward, you're going to be okay. And when I went forward, it was like, oh, Pixie. The whole thing just opened up like a can opener. And I really do, as you can see on my door, I have a cut along the door where it just ripped it in
that
two.
That won't just be buffed out.
No, that's going to be, I call, you know what? Normally, I got a guy, my friend Timmy, who does body work for me.
Hey, Mike, I'll fix it.
Hey, that's right, Captain. This guy's great. And one of the things that's great, he's really fast because, you know how the insurance game works, Don. You don't necessarily claim everything that happens. This is one where I called the insurance company.
What?
I called the insurance company immediately. I called the insurance company before I looked at that and I went,
there's no way you're paying out of your pocket for that.
No effing way. This was an insurance. I can't wait to see. I know this. I didn't just go by the deductible. I skyrocketed past the deductible. You think so? Really?
I do.
You really do?
What was Rob's guess?
Oh, Jesus. They're going to cancel me.
Here's how much I had. That's how much I think it's going to cost.
Okay, Rob's like more than doubling what you...
I think that.
Oh.
How much do you think, Buzz?
I would have said four. That's still an F-load of money.
We were holding our fingers, though, Buzz.
But I would have said four. Jesus loves you.
This I know. Did you say a bad word when you did it?
Rob held up 10 little piggies. I held up 4 little piggies and Rob held up 10.
I bet it's between the two.
Are you ready for the reason it happened?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the stupid cranial cramp? I've got a little digital clock in the upper right-hand corner of the radio area.
And that's where you set your beer.
This is this morning. And I'm driving out to...
Excuse me, that's where you sit your Baileys and coffee.
Good morning.
Ah, nice little pick-me-up in the morning. And I was reaching to get my vodka bottle. And I was looking at the clock, and this is the thought process. I was going to this place, and I was trying to figure out there are two different routes that you can take. And
right.
I said, all right, I'm going to go this route this time. And I'm going to figure out how long, and I'll time myself. Oh. So I'm going to start the clock right now, and I looked at the clock. Okay, so it's 9:40. Like that. And I looked down, and I went, Pixie. And I look, I didn't say F.
Wow.
No, because it was so devastating. I knew by the sound and this was just me in the car, and I knew by the sound that this was so much damage that I immediately pulled around into the side of the house and just calmly got out of the car to look at it. What surprised me was the type of destruction. I expected it to be scraped and pushed in and dented. I didn't expect that I'd have what amounted to, seriously, a can opener going the length of the car.
Nice open gauge.
An open gauge.
You said it's a narrow pass, but you've done it a million times.
I've done it a million times. Yeah. You know what? I probably have gotten a little too overconfident.
Wow.
It's tiny. It's really, you have to...
How many miles on this
When car? I pull into this driveway, when I'm coming off the street, I have to do the truck driver turn. I have to do the thing where you go out wide and point it in.
Right.
Because if you come in at an angle, you're not getting there. And what I did was I took the turn too quick. And, you know, it's just...
You could buy a Kia.
Well, this might be the time to...
How many miles on this car?
7,000.
What?
No, maybe 4,000. Maybe 4,000.
I say you haven't had it that long.
I think 4,700 miles, I think. I've got 4,700 miles on it.
Okay.
I think. I think that's how many I have.
It's a nasty gas.
Did you get that with miles on it?
No.
God damn.
Well, I drive from Juneau, Alaska to Sacramento every day.
What is your commute, like 45 miles?
40 miles.
40.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
You must really like the person you work with.
Really? That's all I can say.
Really? See, he knew I was doing that. See, and I knew he was doing that to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll check the odometer, though, to make sure I'm right about that, because I think it's about 4,000 miles.
Because I've realized...
That might be the other car. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's just me turning into Howard Hughes and the fact that I never go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mileage on my car... They actually called. I bought a car in September.
Hey, Matt, go out and check the mileage on my car, will you? I want to make sure I got that
They
right.
called me. I bought a car in September, and they called me up, and they said, we're concerned. And I said, why? And they said, because you've not had it in for service yet.
Right.
And I said, it's only got like 3,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to, you know, divide the time between the two cars I've got, and I really try to keep the mileage low on both of them. Because one of them's leased and one of them isn't. So, you know, one's got a really limited amount of mileage. But this is one. I like this car so much that I didn't get mad. Because normally I'll get mad at the car. Mm-hmm. I'll blame the car for this happening because it's like, ooh, bad car, evil car, bad karma. I have too good a relationship with this car, and I can't. Now I'm just going to take care of it because it's sick.
And I've always been one to run up the miles on the car, especially like when I was taking Bart to school every day, making that round trip. And then going to work, it was not unusual to put 20,000 miles a year on a car.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Now I'm
right.
looking at this thing going, hey, this is how it works, right?
Mm-hmm. And also, you've been using mass transit a lot.
That helps.
Because the subway comes right by here.
Only on sunny days.
So you use that. But I,
the tunnel's going under. That's
I will, I'll tell you, I should know not tomorrow, but probably the next day. Because it's got to be appraised. The insurance adjuster's got to come out and do that. Mm-hmm. And, man, when you have to deal with the insurance companies, and it's been so long, it really has been a long time since I've had to do this, and you talk to them, and they're so super friendly, but then they ask you all these questions.
Oh,
like, well, you know, the first thing they said, are you okay? I said, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, I had a fender bender pulling out of the driveway. He said, all right, what did you hit? I said, I hit a little pole, you know, a little pedestal, a little brick gate thing that's next to... Oh, is that damaged? I said, no. That's perfectly healthy. That's mm-hmm. the thing that just... And you know what? I didn't even look at it either. I said, no, it's fine. And if it's not fine, I'll just tear it down anyway. Because it's too wide. And then they go through the questions. And then you have to talk to another guy
right.
who wasn't in. He said, we're going to put you on with the adjuster right now. Oh, I see that he's not in. Then the adjuster calls me. I'm playing phone tag with him. How many miles?
He doesn't know yet.
What do you mean just found it? It's right out front of the station. It looks
it's
like
in the, it's in the employee like, of the year parking
it
lot.
It looks like an amusement park ride. It's got the big jaws of death coming out of the side of it.
I looked for light blue, and he said, oh, the silver one?
Well, it is silver. It is.
It's light blue.
It's silver.
It's silver.
No, the bluish
thing. No, it's not blue.
Silver.
With the gash.
Mike's car that's wrecked?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Sure.
It's silver.
It's silver.
Clearly silver.
It's silver, silver, silver.
His, well, his other car is dark blue. That is silver.
Yeah, that's not dark blue. That's a light blue.
No. That his car right now is silver.
Let me go look at it again. Hold on.
It's right. silver.
We're not taking any more calls.
It's you know what it is? It's cut silver. How many miles?
Just under 4,000.
Okay, just under 4,000. All right.
Hey, what color is that car?
Silver to me.
Yeah.
Blue
yeah,
right.
I can prove it.
Don't ever doubt. What?
Listen
blue
to
and I can prove
it's
it.
It's not blue.
It's next to a silver car.
It is not
Matt
blue.
Goes,
it's blue.
It's
not. It's on the thing. I got the registration. It's silver.
Oh, it was mistyped.
It's silver, silver.
The Viagra you're taking makes everything look blue.
In fact, it's silver to the point where it looks white sometimes.
Is there not a car
you
next
ought to be able to recognize
silver.
That color.
Hey, Mike, during the break,
yeah.
why did you go to the... Do you have something in the car that says the color?
I might.
I'm sure.
I'll try to find it. I bet I can
look
find it on the inside.
Look for a piece of paper that says blue. That'll be it.
Do you still have the sticker? I mean, not
I might.
I
might have it.
Not that we have to prove it to you, Rob, but seriously.
I can do that right now.
That's silver
give me,
like...
Give me 2 seconds.
All right, like silver and black.
All right.
Look
like,
at the,
like
car,
the Raiders colors.
Look at the car that's on the other side of it that
Shut
is
up.
Silver.
Shut up!
Boy, is he fussy.
Well,
I know. You wrecked your blue car.
It was a tough day.
I thought you were goofing. I swear to God.
It's light blue.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's like a light silvery blue. There is some silver to it.
No, no. It's all silver.
No.
It's like the Silver Surfer. That car is so silver.
No, the Silver Surfer is much lighter than his car.
See a doctor.
You see a doctor.
Seriously.
You see a doctor and say, oh, look, the doctor's silver. No, he's not. He's flesh colored. No matter what race he is.
I got a good laugh from my insurance agent the last time I called to report an accident because my wife backed into my car in our driveway. And when I called the insurance office, they said, and how's the house? Is the house okay? I was able to tell them the house was uninjured.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hi. I'm Greg House.
There he is.
None of us missed the big yellow poles. We have a new pole, but the big yellow poles under the parking garage.
I don't think you should try to change the subject here from the fact that Mike's car is absolutely 1,000% silver.
Silver.
We all agree, though, that the poles were yellow.
Yes, they were. Yeah. We agree on that.
Okay. What does it say?
I will give the type of car. Sport.
Fiat.
Year 2007.
Uh-huh.
Color.
Color.
Zermatt silver.
Let me see that.
Z-I-R-M-A-T?
Who saves this? Is this from your car or another car?
This is from a...
Oh,
there you go, Mike.
That's from my car!
No, this is from a silver car. I'm going to look up the word Zermatt and see if it means blue.
Is it Z-E or Z-I? What is it?
Z-E-R.
Okay.
So nothing, there's not one speck of blue in that. That is the silverest of silver.
No, it's not.
That's like a spoon. It's like driving down with a cut spoon.
Ron Silver would drive that car any day of the week.
Yes, I would, Ron Silver.
Zermatt's a town in Switzerland. It's just silver.
It's silver.
The actor you're thinking of is named Ron Blue.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron. No, it is silver. I don't know what's wrong with you. I really don't know what's wrong with you. It's the silver reflecting another car next to it.
But you've driven that car to work for the last how many months, Mike?
Like at least 7 to 8 months.
Yeah.
I think maybe less.
Seven,
I don't know.
Six. I don't know.
Something like that.
Six months. Are you looking at it now? Are you ready to concede?
I still see light blue.
Wow. Jeez. This is why you're a Klansman.
What does this have to do with it?
I don't know. I just felt like
in the Klan, it's really important to know your color.
No, this is the unyielding, like unopened. Look at the car. Process it. It is silver.
It is not as silver as the car that's next to it.
Hold on.
Oh, now there's going to be a fight.
Hold on. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go outside and see what he's talking about.
They're both going out to see if Mike's car is more silver, less silver, or the same silver as the car next to it. Because this is important.
It's silver. It's more. It's more silver.
More silver.
It's more silver than the one next to it.
Mike says.
It's the sun. It's the position of the car. My car is next to a darker car. It's like a mirror because it's so silvery.
But he's seen that car parked here.
Long time.
Virtually every day.
God, he's a pure ass. He truly is.
Where's he at?
I don't know what he... Maybe he's getting his paint gun out or something like that. I don't know what he's doing. What are you doing now?
I had to get a second opinion. Bear, come in here.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. You're not putting Bear on the... Bear?
Ebony and Ivory.
No, hold on.
Bear.
I trust Bear. Step up. What color is Mike's car, Bear?
It looks bluish silver. It does.
Bluish silver.
It is not. It's totally silver. Is it next to a blue car?
Next to a silver car.
No, there's a silver car on the far end of it.
Bear. First, you should know. Rob doesn't like your car.
Don't side with him.
Rob doesn't like black people.
It's a whole acting, huh? It's a whole
acting.
Rob doesn't like.
Right. He, bad. Bad for your people. Me, good for your people. Me. Me, lots of friends of your people. Me, no friends of your people. Thank you.
Why are you talking like he's an Indian?
Yeah.
Me, friend of your people.
Me, friend. Yes, wow. That turned into something like the OK Corral.
That is such a blue car.
Oh, shut up.
If I had to describe it,
totally
I would
wrong.
Say like navy blue.
You know, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send, after we have the kid eat all the peanut butter cups, we'll send him outside with the digital camera. Without giving the make, the model, all that other jazz.
Have him get up close. Have him get up close and get
take
a picture
of your car. And then we'll put it on the
in
website.
In fact, he can take a picture of the wreck, of the bad part.
Yeah, just like in Hustler. We'll only show the gash.
All right, thank you, Robbie.
The big silver gash.
Blue gash.
Yeah, my ass. My blue ass.
What? Why are you looking at the sticker now?
Give me my sticker. I don't like you having that.
I don't think this is really your sticker.
I don't like you having that.
And really, in times like this, your mileage should be better than that.
I know it should. What is my mileage anyway?
13 and 19.
Ooh, that is bad. That is truly bad.
The mileage should at least add up to more than 40.
You're right about that.
You're going to say crap with Mr. Colorblind over here?
Yeah. I wish I had better mileage like you might get in a Caprice Classic.
It does better than that.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Are you sure about that?
Because you know what?
City?
In City, it gets 16. It's average 6. It's down from 17 when I bought it.
Right. And what color is that car?
My Caprice? It's red. But with the Caprice, you get Corvette speed and Cadillac comfort.
Oh,
I don't know what your car
offers. Shut up. Get out of here.
I know where the car came in. Port Newark, New Jersey. Car came to us via Newark. I bet a lot of cars come in there.
You mean it's a foreign car?
Okay, would you, get out of here, Fred Sanford.
You're an ass.
Seriously.
That car is blue. And
get out of here.
Said so.
Get out of here.
No.
I'm younger. My eyes are sharper.
No, no. Now, don't get on the young thing.
And I'm
seriing
stuff that you can't see.
You're because you, stuff, the way you treat your body, you're 30 years older than your actual age.
That could be. That could very well be, but my eyes are great.
why are you just reading your
sticker?
Why do you still have the sticker, incidentally?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I always save mine, too, and I don't know why. I keep it just to remember what the sticker was on it.
Yeah.
So, like, for resale, if you ever want to sell it, just so you're not going to get screwed. What? You just, it's a nice thing to know when you're going on the Internet to get all the information on what the car's resale value is. Always nice to have the original manufacturer's sticker price.
Why, just put it in a drawer at home?
Because I keep it in the glove compartment.
Why?
Because I want to.
Is it to impress people?
No, nobody ever sees it.
Put it back in the window?
No, nobody ever sees it.
On weekends. I'm just digging around with you.
I wrecked this car. I mean, you were holding up all your fingers about how much body work I'm going to have. Stop picking on me. I'm going to have $5 million worth of body work.
I back Mike up. I would save that sticker, too, because it's rare with the error on it.
With the silver on a blue car.
It is. It's like a messed up quarter.
Okay. Right.
Very valuable.
Okay, shut up.
Thank you, Robbie.
Shut up.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All this singing is contagious. I'll sing, too. Adam West, Adam West. A little bit softer now. Adam West, Adam West. Adam West, Adam West. Oh. I'll come out when they're all gone.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Batman.
Just drink the juice they give you. The Don and Mike Show.
My God, I'm a tomato.
That's using the old noodle.
What glorious glue. Don't never, ever trust fighting.
Tell me about it.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
So sweet.
Sure is.
What about the vagina?
Well, check out our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
What about the vagina?
It's all over the website.
Yes, it is.
DonandMikeWebsite.
Bajin.com.
Matt Pollock, our intern, is now going to attempt to make radio history.
Yay!
Right. 10 minutes. He's going to attempt to eat 50 full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah. There he is.
There you go.
Have you ever done any competitive eating, son?
No, sir.
Wow.
All for pleasure.
Now,
all
that's
for pleasure.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the 8-pack.
Look at this.
Am I right?
Yeah, baby.
Am I right? That's what I was talking about.
Where'd you get the 6-packs of Reese's?
Excuse me, 6-packs,
sorry. From the local Giant.
Hmm. Well, Don, they've got 6-packs, but I mean, it's the 3 in each 6-pack.
Yeah, I thought they were 8 to a pack, but there's the 6. Either way, it's fantastic. Are they individually wrapped?
Yes, sir.
Like two to a packet? That's perfect.
So
I think it's, let me see. Let's
see. Are they single servings? Are they two in a wrapper?
He's taking them out right now.
Yeah, I guess. They said 6-pack, so I bought a crap load of them, and I think they're 2 in a serving.
Two in a serving.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
there's plenty extra.
Do you need Rob to help you unwrap?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
All right.
Lovely.
So, Matt, how old are you, son?
23.
And you've been an intern how long? About a month?
Yeah. Like that.
What's the biggest thing you've learned thus far being an intern on our show?
Keep my mouth shut. Stay out of your way.
That's good. Very good.
I mean, not my personal rules.
like my Tom Cruise rules, like no eye contact.
Right.
What have you learned about life working on this show?
What have I learned about life?
Or show business.
And, son, Matt, yeah. please do not answer a question with a question.
Just trying to stall.
I know you are. And we know that, too. We know that for everybody. That's
we
why
know
we
that you
rule.
Know, and you know that we know, so it's really just time that you start earning your keep. Being as you get paid nothing. And
are you ready to put the 10 minutes on the clock?
Sure am, Mike.
10 minutes.
What's that? 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Although if you could do it faster, it's a gas! That'll be great. Ready, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, go, my friend. Go.
There's the first one.
There's the GUI.
I'm going to need some sort of water.
I was going to suggest that you might need something to water them with. People are on that. Keep going. They don't go down exactly. They don't go down easy, do they?
No, they don't.
And really, I know you're eating, but we do require talking for the other thing.
So much.
That's only two?
That's two. They're very gooey.
Jesus Christ. You know, have I totally misthought this?
I don't know. Well, what do you think?
Well, you think big.
That'd be easy. You know what? Give me two. Let me just show you. Watch this. Now.
Oh, learn from this technique.
Let's get that microphone up close to your mouth.
Keep eating, Matt, while you watch Don.
Your 10 minutes is still going.
Oh, good.
I don't consider myself to be a pig, a reformed pig. But it's like this. Here's one.
Down. Second one.
How many of my own?
Down.
You all right?
Yeah.
How many have you had, Matt?
I've had two. How many have you had?
He's eating his fifth right now.
Uh-huh.
I've had more than that, right? Well, no, there should be 10 here.
Oh.
And okay. Now there's five.
Rob's counting.
Crap.
Boy, everybody's eating them.
Mike, help yourself.
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Hold on. What do you mean you can't?
I can't.
You can't, why? Because you go back later and steal a treat later.
A treat. A little treat. That's a full-size Reese's peanut butter.
I have one.
And that's why they have a miniature.
Like, that's going to be the thing that pushes you off the edge?
If I eat one, I'll eat 50. In 10 minutes.
Pixie.
All right. Maybe just one.
Well, no, eat, Matt. Eat and talk. Eat and talk.
I'm sorry.
All right. Let's the radio show. No. I'm not eating it.
Why did you throw them away like they're not your friend?
They're not his friend. I'm just trying to, trying to modify. You know, what I had was some of Joe's Chex Mix yesterday.
Yeah.
And I eat a couple of those little Werther's coffee candies.
Yes.
And that's not nearly as much as one peanut butter cup.
For
one
peanut butter cup.
It's violating my points.
One peanut butter cup has 165 calories.
Mm-hmm. Sure. There you go.
How you doing? You feeling sick? Oh, good. Come on.
Is that a plus?
Good. Come on. Yes, it is. Absolutely.
How many have you had now, Matt?
Rob? Are
we counting the number that he's had?
Robin.
Seven.
Matt, pay attention to the numbers, too, that you're eating. What are you on now? Which one is in your mouth?
I think that was seven.
Nope. This
should be eight.
Yeah, that's eight.
Eight. Okay.
About
eight.
To start.
Eight. How many minutes are we into this?
What's the clock? Two minutes. 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
All right.
3 minutes!
So 3 minutes has gone by. 7 minutes left.
You're going to have to eat faster, Matt. You're going to have to double up, son.
I
got to tell you something.
Come on.
There's got to be, at some point, a limited amount of chewing and just swallowing.
Yeah. That's right.
Because after all, it's mainly peanut butter. And your stomach will dissolve a lot of that stuff anyway.
Rob, would you like to demonstrate? Oh, you can't eat
peanut butter. Tears me up now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is this how you got the ulcerative colitis?
Keep eating.
I like when he gives Rob a little lip.
Rob doesn't like that, though. Look at that.
It's like, Rob's going, yes, boy, puke.
It's coming.
See, because this is the task, I think, as I mentioned a couple days ago, that Rob would not do, his mom wouldn't let him do, said no competitive eating for
now,
Rob.
Now, he knocked down Krispy Kreme donuts.
He ate 12 of them coming off the assembly line when we were in Memphis.
Are we opening more for him?
Yeah, when he clears this, that'll be 12.
All right, 12. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Keep How's your going. Stomach feel?
Not so hot.
Come on.
Just support. Be a champ.
Are you still getting pleasure out of eating them?
No.
No?
Eat faster.
Yeah.
Don't you want to impress us? Don't you want to be our favorite intern?
Don't you want to be a winner?
Don't you want to, do you want to just...
Now, what is that? What is that? Oh.
They're not sitting so well.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You know what? Just eat that one right there.
Uh-huh.
Eat that one down real fast. Okay, now... Hold on. Oh, there's no burp there. Why don't you drop and give us, like, 15 sit-ups?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Oh, come on.
He's not kidding. Just to end it, because you're not eating well.
Come on, be a love. Be a love.
Do you do you consider yourself physically fit, Matt?
Not a chance.
Come on, son.
How about push-ups?
Sure.
Okay. How about jumping jacks?
Ooh.
Mike, you know, cardio's cardio.
Cardio's cardio?
Give us 15 jumping jacks right now, Matt. Here we 15. Go. Come on.
All right, you're done eating, because obviously, all right, ready? Go.
You're done eating for the moment.
Projectile peanut butter.
Count them out.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Who's the best radio show to work for?
Not a mic. 10-something. 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
14, 15.
That's good. That's good. Very good. Have a couple more right now. Have a couple more. Here you go.
Now they're settled.
There you go.
There's room for more now.
Now, let's hear you eat them. Come on, boy, eat.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't fill up on water.
Eat them, boy.
Oh, come on.
Just enough water to lubricate.
On the microphone, please.
Don't make me sick.
Stop it.
That's kind of the point.
That's kind of the idea.
Let's see if you can withstand this intern.
Hey, that isn't that better?
That was real good.
That was nice.
Sugary, aren't they?
You'll have so much energy.
They're delish.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sugar coma.
Won't that be fun?
No. Never done that way before. Too slow, Matt.
10.
He's only had 10.
10 cups.
He's only had 10 peanut butter cups.
How are we doing on time? What's that? What's that head shake? Communicate that to us.
6 minutes.
What's that?
What, Matt?
Oh, come on.
50 is just seeming a little bit too far right now.
Oh, well, you've resigned yourself to the fact that's not going to happen. I'm curious.
Quitter.
How's your stomach feeling right now?
Quitter.
No bueno.
No bueno?
Yeah.
Describe it to us.
Well, you know that feeling you have right before you feel like throwing up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to have another peanut butter cup.
Oh, I'm going to two.
All right, go ahead. You psychologically, you felt that before you started.
Come on.
You're just talking yourself out of it.
Come on. This is what being an intern on this show is all about.
Eating.
The hazing, the eating.
And that's a big value, too.
Tying you up to a tree.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that now you're starting to sweat a little bit indicates the fact that you've eaten a lot very quickly.
Or that his body really is about to reject it.
Well, if that's the case, Bud, then we have an immediate winner.
That's true.
And he'll win the showcase, and he'll be sent home for the end of the day. For the rest of the day.
Oh.
Keep it going now.
I'm trying.
Come on. Number 11.
Really?
Chocolatey goodness all the way from Hershey, PA.
There's nothing good about this.
Slow down.
Everything good about that.
You're eating number 11 now.
You know, he's friends with one of the Reese's heirs.
Are you really?
He used to be.
That's great. Eat. Just eat. Don't talk. Just eat. Let Rob be your translator here.
Oh, dear.
Very high in protein.
How are we doing?
Come on, son. Come on.
I'm trying.
Oh. 2.5 minutes.
Oh. 2.5 minutes remaining?
Yeah.
What was the over-under on the fact that he would just be a total puss at this?
I didn't see it coming. I didn't know if he'd make 50, but I thought he'd do better.
I thought he'd do at least 25. Seriously. Oh. I thought you wanted to be a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know if you're going to be a disc jockey, you've got to put on at least 30 pounds? I mean, look at you. Look at you. You're not even to double XL yet, are you, son?
He's not. What is your current waist size, Matt?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
He's becoming disoriented.
He's
weak. Are you going to throw up? Oh, dear. Can we perhaps get a solid bucket?
Paris. If you're going to spew into that,
mm-hmm.
and meanwhile, please have another one, please.
No, no.
Oh dear.
What?
I believe the color has changed.
Have another one.
Oh, there it is. Oh dear.
Well, that
was a little vomit.
We missed everything on the.
Rob, get the microphone down near the vomitorium.
Here, this help.
Have another one, please. I mean, have one more peanut butter cup.
Oh, I believe he will not be enjoying another peanut butter cup today.
We just did.
Oh, yeah. Are you getting the view of this from your angle?
Yeah. No, I see it.
Mm-hmm. It's much like in the ad for Shrek.
He's back down.
When the baby comes out.
He's back down to 9.
The baby carriage.
He's down to 9.
Yes, two of them just came up.
Actually going backwards now. All right.
That's nasty.
There's some more water.
That's it. I tell you, what I'm looking at now is a lot of Hershey's syrup. Isn't it the same company where they make the Reese's now, Hershey's?
The goodness of Hershey, PA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't mean to that looked like tobacco.
Does it seem like 10 peanut butter cups would make you throw up?
Nah, no. If you're a total wuss.
30 seconds.
Come on, eat one more.
I can't. Oh. Eat one more.
Eat one more. Try it, please.
Eat one more or throw a few more up. You don't have much of a choice.
Come on, take one more. One more for the team.
And enjoy, you know what? I'm gonna give you a suggestion. I want you to eat one more. I'm going to ask you to try to enjoy this one.
The best one of them all.
Like the old thing.
There you go.
Like the commercial, just the outside first.
Just do whatever you want. You're enjoying this. It's your last one.
Fine.
Right. Oh, there's 10 minutes. Oh. No. Did you just throw that up as soon as you put it in your mouth?
He said time.
That's all he needed to hear.
I like the way that said it. He said time. Rob said
that was an awful experiment. You're an awful intern.
Oh, you failed, Matt.
Get out.
Many have failed before.
You know, it's good. It's because he brings the bucket with him.
He brought his bucket with him.
His bucket.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Isn't it great having interns around?
Well, I guess what we should probably do is put the rest of these in the freezer upstairs. Well, that'd be hard.
Why are you laughing, Don?
Because you...
You're as transparent as the screen on the window, my friend.
There they are.
Because I know when you go upstairs in the office, points don't count up there.
That is like, seriously, I think there are jelly donuts and Reese's peanut butter cups. Mm-hmm. Two phenomenal foodstuffs and two of the, you know, worst things you can eat as far as gaining weight. But he does need to gain a little bit more weight.
He does.
Like the guy that I saw on Wife Swap last night, the big guy that was a professional eater. And he did the thing. Have you seen the hot dog eating contest now? Yeah. Like they have a Coney Island with the big thing now is dipping the water.
We mentioned that yesterday, how gross that was with the capital G.
This guy last night, the Wife Swap, his wife, the professional eater's wife, moved in with the family of the professional boxer, who was the woman that came to his house. And he demonstrated his hot dog eating technique by dipping them in the water and eating the buns.
See, even though I love TV probably more than anyone, well, no, as much as Rob, I said more than anyone in this room.
Close range.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I got a little from the couple that I ate. I go home last night. I mean, talk about dick to watch on TV.
Right.
Seriously, though.
You didn't watch Hell's Kitchen?
No, my girlfriend did.
Hello, Mike, all your dishes, your signature dishes. You would love Gordon Ramsay.
She tried to get me to watch it.
You would love Gordon Ramsay.
You know, it's just one more stupid goddamn reality show.
No, they're all stupid reality shows, but some are better than others.
I know, and I found myself burned out, so what I did...
What?
What? Hi, Joe.
It's the best show.
What is?
Hell's Kitchen.
Like, have you ever seen him come into the studio
Never.
More excited?
No, I thought sure he was going to say there's a pile of puke.
I thought he was going to say Matt threw up all
too.
Over the floor.
Me too. Get out of here, Joe. Get out of here.
It is. It's great.
No! I fell asleep during it last night, though. Uh-huh. I've got it on Tivo.
But Mike O'Mara in good company.
Lucky me. Hey, I don't get the calls. All right.
I was so bored last night. Oh, no, this is not a so bored last night, but turned on Xbox when my girlfriend started to watch that Hell's Kitchen show. I said, screw it, I'll play some Madden. There's a shock. And found out, because I've got so many people on my buddies list and my friends list on Xbox Live, whenever you sign on, I get like 10 messages from listeners. From
What? I'm listening.
I saw that.
You saw what?
I saw you take the six-pack of Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Where is it?
Right
I don't
there.
See it. Under the newspaper.
Right under your USA Today.
I don't see
six.
It.
Right, Mike.
Huh?
Right. Open up the purple. There.
Oh.
Who do you think you're fooling, friend?
This is... You have to understand something about this.
What?
I don't do eating games. I'm 47 years old. I don't do that.
Have one.
But this is, to me, really, as far as an American product... That's just a winner, that has winner written all over it. Mm-hmm. This is one of the finest things that America has ever produced. Right here, in my humble opinion, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. There's nothing, it's been oft imitated, never duplicated. It's a phenomenal product.
Why
and I'm not getting them for free.
Have one. what I had.
Because I'm not going to have one. I have a serious reason, but you're going to mock me from now until we take a break. You're going to, and I don't mean break, until we go on a break, you're gonna mock me if I tell you what it is.
Why?
Why, have you...
I have my 30-year reunion coming up.
Well, look your best. Man. I'm trying to lose 5 to 10 pounds before I go on my reunion. Just a quick 5 to 10 to get back into the suits that I purchased right around, when I got my initial 40-pound weight loss.
Oh. The miniature.
That's what I'm, so if I lose 5 to 10 pounds, I'm going to be back at that 40-pound weight loss. So that's what I'm shooting for. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I'm making a big deal. But I have been cheating. Well, you're right. I have been cheating. Well, and you happen to see every cheat that I make. Every cheat. You sit back here like you're doing your own thing. And somehow with laser vision, you can look through two different rooms and see what I'm eating.
No, there are pieces of glass between the studios.
And I do bring in sometimes the cheat items in here. But this is a big cheat. This is a truly big cheat.
What about
right
the
here?
Miniatures we still have?
Okay, Jesus.
All right, you, my son.
All right, Arnie, atheist. All right. God. Help me, Rhonda.
Anywho, you should just have one, Mike.
I know I should.
Yeah.
But this is great. It's an exercise, If I have one when I'm on the air, I can't handle that pressure.
What I discovered was I had to unplug the Xbox Live because I've got the chat thing, and I was trying to just play a game, and I kept getting messages from our listeners where it comes up like, AskMan24 has sent you a note. And it's turned now from people just sending me the invitation like, would you like to play a game? Mm-hmm. People are actually, you are really having problems because of those peanut butter.
No, I'm not. I'm listening to you talk about
it. I'm not asking for rapt attention, Mike. I'm simply asking that you just don't stare longingly like Pam Anderson is standing there naked in front of you.
I could use her in here right now.
There you go. Help yourself. Come on. There you go.
Okay. She could help you.
I'm too weak.
Too weak to open up that? No, you're not. Look at you.
Weak from hunger.
Look at you. You're like King Kong opening that thing up.
All right. Americans do packaging, too.
Yes, we do.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just going to... I'm not actually opening it. I'm just going to look at it for a little bit. Stalk it. Go ahead.
I guess the thing is... You've opened it up.
I know. Just because I wanted to smell it.
Sure. Right, you're gonna touch it.
It's got a great smell, too.
Play with it.
Yeah.
You're getting chocolate all over your hands now, for God's sake.
You'll have to lick that off.
And he is licking it off. Anyway, I found out that I had to. Oh, now there you go. How's that, Mike?
Pretty damn good.
I'm going to pull an Elton John.
Just chew it up and spit it out.
Chew it, not swallow.
Nice. Yeah, just to get the taste. That's nice. Thanks. That's good. Do that, please.
Why don't you ask me where I'm from, and I'll do the same game that I play with my children.
You're West Virginia. Mike, I've seen this joke before.
It's always funny.
But it's gross when you have a mouthful of food.
Chocolate and peanut butter. Ask me where I'm from, and we'll be done with
this. Where are you from?
West Virginia.
See, it never fails.
Claude.
That's a good joke.
And I'm going to spit it out.
Yeah.
You get that at home?
No.
That's willpower.
There we go.
Anyway, never mind.
All right.
Never mind everything. Let's just break.
Uh-huh.
We'll break.
Let's break.
Man, that's tough to eat those things.
Yeah, they're sticky.
I mean, it's not that easy. I'd be throwing up, too, if I ate 15 of them, like 10 of them. They're thick and delicious. First one, always is kind of a precursor to the second one.
Two to a package. You can't eat one and leave the other one.
Now you got your energy burst for the second half of the show.
Let's rock!
Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Close your mouth when you're eating.
I'm sorry.
I want to see that.
There we are.
Have you ever been to Crohn's?
Have you ever? It drips right down your chin.
They've got that thick chocolate.
Have you ever?
Well, I'm going to call. I'll call you, Carla, during the break, ask what the points were.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
That's what you'll say tonight. That's what she'll say to me tonight.
Anyway, Xbox, I know what it was. I'm in the middle of a game and it says, Asswipe has sent you a message.
Right.
And I go to the message and it's no longer like, hey, how about playing a game? Now people are writing, and they're all very nice. Mm-hmm. Like, one guy writes, I loved hearing Tom Gavin on the show today.
Wow. How often does that happen where you're playing Xbox and they actually know that it's you?
Every time. Because if I'm on their friend list and they're on mine, when you sign on, it says like, beep, beep. you have 18 friends online.
Can you see a point where you'll have to change your name, your identity?
No, I simply last night unplugged it. Oh, I just unplugged the, that's Mike's phone vibrating. Is that your gal pal?
Yeah. She may have the answer.
Put her on speaker.
She might have the answer about points.
Hey, babe, you're on the air. Hello? All right, I'll call you back. Bye.
I don't know what that was about.
She's pregnant.
I knew that was coming.
She is pregnant.
Big day for
what
people don't realize, we just all, the three of us, rehearsed that little routine.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever stop to think how much you really have? Some of us put our to good use.
Right.
And some of us can, for example, spend most of our leisure time just...
Well, who wouldn't? Nobody's around? You know how it is. I've got nothing to do but... My friends have more things to do. They're lucky.
Ken's pretty lucky, too.
Why am I lucky?
Because you have so much... Let me show you a few things. Some of the fellows spend their time in group activities that are building them up physically, as well as providing them with a lot of...
I'll bet you think I should figure out something to do with my... The question is, how will I know I'm using my... well?
It's a good idea to have a long... Remember how he worked at it last night?
You know, I took some pictures once.
Will he have a long... to give him satisfaction? And what might be some good uses for your... Use it well.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
That's using the old noodle.
Better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, everybody.
Hello.
La la la. La la la. You know what it's time for.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
And not a little one.
Big, big, big. Big, 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 big,
bang, 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 bang,
bang.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Thank you.
Peggy, of course I can't go swimming. You know I've got the courage.
Right.
Human ways, save some for me.
You know.
That's a new one.
You know.
You know.
You're making me sick.
Okay.
That's new one. Thank you. Got me with that one.
We're back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you, Merrill. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Well, hey.
Well, then, hey. Gomer says hey.
Gomer says hey, hey, hey.
Horses eat hay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just wanted to tell, is this Don and Mike? Don, I wanted to tell you there's a way you can turn off those little blue player notifications while you're playing the game.
Dude, let's stop and think how little I care about whatever it is you're saying. All I did was unplug the Xbox Live, and it worked out great. Thank you.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
See you in retainer heaven.
Okay.
And those notifications aren't blue, they're silver.
Hey, speaking of that. You know, we didn't talk about this. I gave Don a paint chip.
Off your car?
Yeah.
And I ate it, and it was delish.
That'll cause brain damage.
Could that be any more silver?
No,
almost as silver
not.
As that can.
We are going to get the pictures of your car and also the paint chips that you pulled off your car on our website.
Did you see the paint chip, Rob?
I can't wait to go home and adjust the color of my monitor so it looks silver.
There you go.
Let's see.
He's not giving up.
There you go.
Let's see.
Look at that paint.
Now listen,
I took from the side of
really
his
don't try to be funny or a smart guy. Really be honest.
It's bluish silver.
Back of the chip.
He will not give it up.
Oh, let me turn it over. Hold on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Well, that's
hi.
That's Ekru.
Hello, you're on the air. You are on the air. What's up, honey?
Go ahead. Caller.
Yes.
Yes, it's
what
you.
What about the vagina?
Hi there.
Be not afraid.
Hi.
Yeah, what is the deal? Go ahead.
Will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Hello, honey. What can we do for you, ma'am?
Are you really there?
Yes, we're here.
No, we're pretending to be here.
Ghosts. Ooh. We're having a bit of difficulty with your call, though.
We're having a seance right now. I'm doing the Ouija board. It's moving, okay, to, the letter, it's moving to the letter C. You.
He's very original.
Oh, no. After all that, you're going to bust balls. You're going to bust balls after being so stupid you didn't know for like a minute and a half that you weren't on the air.
What did it sound like?
Happening.
Well?
Oh, they delete that out, of course. Mm. What's what? What's happening? Anyway, yes.
Anywho.
Okay. Can I fill your ear about something that we're trying to do on the Eastern Shore for the troops?
Before you do that, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Why, when you say, can I, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Because it's really annoying.
Okay, well.
What?
I.
Hello?
Jesus.
I hear you.
No, you're not allowed. No, you're not. No, whatever it is, no matter how many people you're benefiting, it's just not worth it. Have someone else call. Have someone else who's more qualified call.
You're going to be that big of a jerk because you don't want to hear about what's happening.
Because you're incompetent.
Honey, first, if I'm reading in between the lines, you're calling about some charity thing. We don't mind promoting a charity thing, but when we have a dumb, bad word for a female body part on the phone who now for 2 minutes and 19 seconds is still struggling with the fact that her dumb, retarded ass is on the air. I really, unless what you are promoting is a project to shoot stupid women, I don't know if I want to promote it or not, regardless of how many lives we may be saving.
Couldn't agree more.
Because you're just so freaking dumb.
But you guys are really original with that. I'll let you... Well, you keep going.
That's the second time you've said we're really original. We are able to express ourselves on the radio.
Okay.
That's what we do.
My problem with you is that you are not cognizant of the fact that you're on the air, and we've told you now for almost 3 minutes.
So if you would stop talking about that and let me get a word in edgewise, maybe I could tell you about what we're trying to do.
Oh, see, when she gets upset, she seems to be able to express herself.
What about the previous 2 minutes when you couldn't put two and two together that you were on the air?
That's all you guys keep talking about is the fact that for the first 30 seconds, I didn't realize that you answered the phone directly.
2 minutes.
Two minutes. I'm impressed that you guys know how to spell four-letter words. All I'm looking for is a little bit of H-E-L-P, help.
You know what I'm looking for you? Some S-T-F-U. Have a nice big glass of shut the F up. Seriously. Jesus Christ, whatever cause it is you're trying to promote, you would be better by simply shutting the frig up. There you go.
I think she's gone. She's getting someone better to go.
Bravo! Bravo! I didn't go looking for that, everybody.
No, you didn't.
I found you.
Trouble found you there, Donnie.
It called.
Trouble. Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike?
That was trouble on the line.
Hello, Don and Mike, so.
Having said that, you are... with a capital C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah, I'm sorry that that's like the one trick that I've got, but gee whiz, if the C word fits, smell like it. Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Spiewak's the exact kind of person that wars get started with, because he's so stubborn you have nothing but to resort to but physical violence.
Are you talking about Rob and refusing to admit that the color of Mike's car is silver?
I'd like to welcome this right-thinking caller who seems to have his head on straight.
I'm glad you called, sir. How long did you spend looking at the car?
I just know from listening to Don and Mike that they got it right.
Hey, maybe you could see the car if Mike drove it at you really fast.
Yeah, here's the good news. We're going to settle this once and for all.
How?
Because we're going to put a picture of the car on the internet.
Internet.
And not only that, but Don, are we putting that little paint chip on there,
yes,
too?
Yes, we are.
Now, it is on a yellow Post-it note, like you would see in any office supply store, so that's how you'll be able to judge the color.
And hello. You'll be able to judge and say, that is a bluish silver.
Bluish silver. You're already hedging.
Hello?
No, I said already it was bluish silver.
Hello,
how
you're on
there. How dare you?
Hello, what charity would you like to promote today?
Get the wax out of your eyes.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, here's the deal. Billy Madison won Adam Sandler's first best movie. There's a guy in there, the guy that was doing the journal evaluating for the testing, and he said, hey, everyone in the room is now dumber after listening to you. And that's how I felt after listening to that whore from Whoresville.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
I love it when the listeners get as mad as we do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Fred Rogers.
What?
Fred Rogers is on the line, though.
What a special friend you are.
Another day. Let's play another day. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The woman took it out of you, did she?
I don't want any friends coming over to play today. No play day today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, man, I wanted to say the C word so bad.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this
house. Right, Oprah. Thank you, my friend.
Love you.
Right. You could smell that C through the radio. Seriously. You go, God, someone leave a sandwich out in the sun all day?
Mm.
Oh, no, it's that woman on the...
Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
She was...
Stinky McStinkface.
She actually danced at the Bing for a long time. For Sill, right before he got shot.
Made her own bubble.
Absolutely. They, none of the other girls got top billing, but they would always say, Thursday night, come in and see the 40 dancers that we have here. Also, Friday night is amateur night, and Saturday night, a special performance by Stinky Vagine.
Oh. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I missed you at our NAMLO meeting last night.
Oh, I know. I wish I could have been there. There was a Silver Spoons marathon on Nick at Night.
Oh,
I mean, really, come on. Are you going to try to turn everything around? I'm not that stupid, you dumbass. Jeez.
Oh, God. Silver Spoons.
Oh, you know, man's got to get his...
Welcome to SeaWorld, everybody.
Okay, got it. Man's got needs, Mike.
Absolutely.
It's a man's world.
Got to take care of business once in a while.
Hello, Don.
Life isn't just a series of paint chips and peanut butter cups.
Hello, Don. Mike show. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, we're great. What's up?
Well, I want to know, do you know anything about Northern California soul bands?
This guy, you call all the time.
Bantam. Bantam.
Joe!
Bantam!
Do it, Joe!
Krusty laughing. You're banned.
Banned.
You are banned.
Lifetime banning.
Hallelujah.
The software will not recognize his phone number.
Fantastic.
See, and he's gone.
I love that.
Like the wind. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
He sleeps with the whales.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, that crazy lady that was just on.
Yes.
You should have just went on there and called her a bitch.
Well, I sure should have done that. Maybe I will next time, friend.
Yeah, because I didn't like her. She sounded racist.
She sounded racist?
Yeah.
I agree. Now, I heard her say an awful lot in there, but Buzz, you agree, huh?
I do. Just her demeanor.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes.
Do you believe in God?
Of course.
Boy.
Buzz, would you like to talk him out of it?
No, I don't want to change anyone's mind.
If you want to talk him out of it.
I don't know why I said
people
that.
Are
I was
free
just
to believe what they want.
Free to be
isn't
you
that,
and me.
Isn't that great?
What if God was one of us?
What if?
What if God was that C word that just called the show? Then we're screwed.
We are doomed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got a pick-a-pair for you.
The pick-a-pair.
Pick-a-pair.
Rob's car, or Mike's car, a quarter, and Rob Spiewak.
I totally don't even get what he's doing.
I don't get what you're doing either, sir.
I think I do.
Two of them are silver. One of them's a retard.
Okay, all right.
I get it now.
Okay, I'm so much smarter than that guy.
That was funny. You made me laugh, though.
All right, well.
You made me laugh because of the retard thing.
Let me see when we come back. Oh, I know. It's Interview Corner.
Interview Corner. What significant person do we have today?
Nobody, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But we have three very insignificant people that we will attempt to put in a sack and
shake it up.
And shake it up and then roll them out for you.
Oh, like the Romans used to do.
I believe that
will we be throwing the sack into the river?
John, I don't want to give away all of the greatness to happen in the next bit, but I know it's a 102-year-old man that does something.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
He's a paper boy.
And who else is it? There's the Lego guy.
Yep, the Lego artist.
Ah. The Lego artist. And who's the third fantastic interview?
That would be a doctor from the great state of Oregon who is offering up a free vasectomy at a jetty fair at a crab grab this week.
Wait, hold on. Start again, please.
I'm sorry. There is a Jetty Fest in Rockaway, Oregon, and you have to reach in and grab a crab, and if you don't get pinched, one of the prizes is a free vasectomy from this doctor.
My thought was collectively each of those phoners suck, you know, but maybe if we put them all together, we can go from the 100-year-old paper boy to the guy giving away vasectomies to the guy, you know, making his Lego world.
Lego world, yeah.
That's crazy.
What? And I think, really, the guy that's going to drive that whole thing is going to be the 102-year-old paper boy.
Right.
Maybe we can get him a vasectomy.
The 102-year-old. Yes, sir. And make him do it with Legos. A Lego knife. A Lego scalpel.
All of that because Simon Cowell didn't have the time for us today.
Bastard.
Yeah, he didn't have the time.
Ouch. Shut up.
Right. Okay, so stand by for some radio gold coming right up.
I'm talking. I'm talking. Jetty Fest.
Hey, Simon.
Yes, Don.
Do you believe in God?
With all of my heart.
You know who doesn't?
Yes, I do.
Buzz.
Boo! I'm praying.
Thank you.
Now I'm laughing. All right, we'll be back, everybody, with 3 at 1.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
How you doing out there?
The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing out there?
It's a one-way trip to Fist City. The Don and Mike Show.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, sir!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Tongo!
Way to get out of that.
What not?
Let me tell you about it.
But,
that was such a tease.
Sure was.
That was such a tease. That's the best part of the Brownsville station.
Mike, I want to get right to our fabulous 3 at 1 interview, of which we only have 2 at the moment.
All right, and which 2 do we have?
You're asking me as if we have a staff of people that come in and tell us before on the air who we're going to be speaking with.
We were certainly notified right before the show, I believe, that you were playing the jingle. As we were handed by Matt, our little prep on this.
Hi, John. Hi, we have the Nathan the Lego artist online, and we also have Dr. Reinhardt.
The vasectomy guy.
Where Nathan? Mr. Plankmeyer is balking at the moment.
Who is?
The 102-year-old paper man.
Why is he balking?
I don't know. Rob's trying to get him on.
He's
on
the
online
star
right
of the trifecta, isn't he? The star, yeah.
He's kind of the glue that holds this entire week segment together.
What do we need to say to this 100-year-old man to win him over? Is he being difficult like 102-year-old men can be difficult?
He may be, yes.
Screw them! Let's see. I don't really know what we're going to say to the guy who's got a Lego museum.
Now, I'm trying to find his name on here. We got all this information on the art of the brick. What the hell is this?
You know,
Lego speak.
Is
that what it is, Lego speak?
I think so. The art of the brick, sure.
And you get told.
Are you making that up?
Yeah. Sounds pretty good, though, doesn't it?
No.
I'll explain to you how this works, why we're caught with our pants.
Here it is. The art of the brick features more than 30 sculptures and portraits made exclusively from standard Lego building blocks.
Okay. So, you see, anyway.
Like you knew that.
I think it's essentially the same thing.
John's in contact with me this morning. It says, you know, he's got Squad Douche today for the show, but he does have these 3 very lame interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you know, it'd be great. Just throw all 3 lame interviews
together. Put them together. Maybe these guys will like each other.
Yeah, and we'll conference them together. But really, the 102-year-old paperboy is the glue. And do you even have paperwork for whatever the other one is?
No, they've got Homer Plankmeyer, 102-year-old paperboy.
That's the guy we're working
on. That's the guy we don't have.
Right. And that would be I mean, if you were going to throw them all out and just talk to one, he'd be the one because he's 102.
Harry Reinhart is the guy who catches crabs.
And I'm still trying to figure out the Lego guy.
I don't know. What the hell are we supposed to do with this? Hello? Which one of our guys on three at once is this? Hello? Hi.
Hi, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Dr. Harry Reinhart.
Oh, you're giving away the free vasectomy, doctor.
Right.
Right.
Right, okay.
Hold, please, sir.
All right.
Yeah, let's see. Hello? Is this the Lego man?
This is him.
And what's your name, sir?
Nathan Sawaya.
Hey, Nathan. Say hello to Harry.
How you doing, Harry?
Hi, Nathan. How are you today?
Dr. Reinhart, this is Nathan. Nathan is giving away... well, you're not giving away anything, are you, Nathan?
Not today, no.
Nathan likes Legos, and Harry is giving away vasectomies.
Right.
I'd like to ask both of you guys, what would you say if you could talk to a 102-year-old paperboy right now?
Well, if only we could.
Well, he's being difficult.
Tell
In
me
fact,
about
maybe the,
it.
Specifically, the question should be, what would you say to a 102-year-old paperboy who was being very difficult and didn't want to come on the air? How would we cajole him to come on the air?
I mean, it's not like we can threaten him with death.
Does he like Lego?
Does he like Legos? See, now, is this Nathan?
This is he.
Yeah, you're kind of focused on your Legos.
Nathan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of my life.
Nathan, you don't have to have a sign in your front yard, do you, sir?
No, not today.
Not today.
What are you doing with your Legos, Nathan?
I've been an artist for years, and I've put together large-scale sculptures using just Lego.
Harry, how's that crab thing going?
Hey, it's going great. Maybe we could offer this fellow a free vasectomy to get him on the air.
Who's the 102-year-old?
You know, I'm going to give the doctor credit because that's the same joke that was issued by professionals before we went to break. And I think you, Dr. Reinhart, you deserve a little extra credit for coming to play today.
So basically what we were going to do was take you three stories we found in the news that were kind of interesting and put you all in a bowl with eggs on top. But really the spice, the bacon bits, if you would.
Yeah, the coup de grace. Is this 102-year-old
paperboy?
Paperboy, yes.
So we do want to thank you for your time, Lego Man. Been nice chatting with you, and
good luck with your Lego artwork.
Thank you very much.
Where do people go to see that, Nathan?
You know, I tell you right now, it's at the go to brickartist.com.
Brickartist.com.
As a matter of fact, being as we are both, I know I speak for both of us, so indifferent about this.
Yeah.
Why don't we just give these guys 2 minutes of airtime to talk to each other?
You know what? Would you guys like to, 2 minutes of airtime?
Interview each other?
Just to talk to each other about what you're both doing?
Now, Dr. Reinhart, you'll be talking to the guy who likes Legos.
And your name, again, is Nathan...
And Sawaya.
And Nathan, you'll be talking to Dr. Harry. He's a guy who is giving away vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Right, okay.
Go ahead, buddy.
Tell me about your Legos there, Nathan. Well, I just build sculptures for a living. I'm an artist, and I have a museum show touring the country. But tell me more about these free vasectomies.
Well, we have a small rural nonprofit medical clinic, and this is one of our fundraisers. We have a crab derby every year at the Jetty Fishery in Wheeler, Oregon, on the North Oregon coast.
How about that?
And
we'll put
about 27 crabs out there, and they all have special marks on them. And if you get the one with
like
the vasectomy,
no, he doesn't.
Crab, you get a free vasectomy.
Hey, but he's a urologist.
Also,
if he's doing vasectomy,
hey, what do you cats? What do you cats think about Paris Hilton?
Not much.
Would you like to make a Lego of Paris Hilton?
I've done a Lego Lindsay Lohan, so it just makes sense that I do a Paris.
You have done a Lego Lindsay Lohan?
Of course.
Wow. I'd love to see a picture of that. Wow.
Dr. Harry, would you consider giving a vasectomy to Paris Hilton's boyfriend?
Not a free one.
Not a free one. Good for you. Doctor, can I ask you a question? How long have you been practicing medicine?
Oh, about 34 years now.
Yeah, I've been doing it a while. God bless you.
Thank you.
Lego guy?
Nathan.
Yeah. Nathan. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting that. Nathan?
I can't pronounce Nathan's last name.
Nathan, just to be square on this, you like girls? You like grown-up girls?
Yes, sir, I do.
Are you married, Nathan?
No, I'm single.
Single.
By choice?
Yes, that's how
I mean, your choice or her choice?
Nice.
Nathan, don't get offended.
Don't get mad.
We're just kind of curious if a Lego artist gets a lot of chicks.
The artist in Nathan tries to, but I usually don't. I don't lead with the Lego part of it.
I got you. All right, you know what? You're very cool. You're very cool, Nathan.
Do you make a lot of money, Nathan, doing this? I mean, do you make any money doing this?
My sculptures sell for five figures. So
they
I do. Yeah.
Whoa. Where's like? Are there any public venues besides museums where we might see your sculptures? Like, have you had any rich people buy them?
I've got pieces in New York City at the FAO Schwartz and the Time Warner Center.
Okay.
There's museums like the Marine Corps Museum in Quantico.
Well, so you've answered my question. Wow. You do make money. You can make a living at this.
Harry, can
you tell me? Oh, it's my full-time job.
Harry, here's a question for you.
Dr. Reinhardt.
Why is it when a guy, some schlub, gets a vasectomy, why is it that he loves screaming it to every other man out
exactly.
there to say, I got a vasectomy? What is it that makes guys so proud about that?
Well, it's just like somebody who quit smoking or quit drinking. You know they're reformed.
That's a good answer.
But do you notice that, doctor, that when people get vasectomies, when men get vasectomies, they seem to want to really shout about it?
Right.
In most cases, we get lots of calls from guys that are very proud of their vasectomies. Do you find that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that any of my patients are proud of theirs since we use a no scalpel technique.
Oh my!
Well, now,
what the hell is it? What the good?
No, Gary Clarkson.
Do you? What is your technique, doctor?
Well, this vasectomy crab I was telling you about, we just drop it in their shorts.
I'm confused by Dr. Reinhardt.
I think he's goofing us.
I am too. Are you a legitimate doctor?
Oh yes.
You're scaring me, Dr. Reinhardt.
Mike, I only wish we could chat with the 102-year-old paper boy to find out his take on this.
Oh, no. He hasn't passed, has he?
Oh, no. Our guys just couldn't get him on the phone.
We spoke to him for probably about 10 minutes.
At length.
And he is nervous, and I could not get him to come on the air, but I got him to commit to join us on his 103rd birthday.
Yeah, please.
On October 28th. It's the best I could get out of the
room. Thank you. Thank you for nothing. However, let me see. Why did we have Harry on the phone? Oh, I know.
Harry's talking about the
catching crabs.
The crab derby.
Catching crabs can be rewarding, especially if you get a vasectomy. And then there's the guy with the art of the brick.
We have determined that Nathan, the Lego artist, makes a living full time at it.
Yeah.
And that Dr. Harry has been practicing medicine for over 30 years.
With crabs.
And then there was Homer Plackmeyer,
who was too nervous at 100. I didn't think you got nervous.
102-year-old paper boy.
At 102 years old. I didn't think nerves. What do you mean? When you say nervous.
Who booked him for the show? I'm not applying blame here, although, you know, I will later. I'm simply trying to figure out what happened.
I will take the blame. I spoke to Homer this morning, and he got a case of cold feet. His whole thing is, he said, everything I need to say is in the article. You can just read the article on the radio. I said, that's not what people want.
Right.
He said, no, you're bright. You can take care of it. I said, no,
okay.
We need you to come on. And you can ask John.
Well, you know, wait a minute. Hold on a second. It's just becoming clear.
What?
He's a 102-year-old paper boy. I don't think normal behavior can be expected from the guy. Maybe there is a little lack of ambition there.
Well, we do want to thank the 102-year-old paper boy for not showing the
Homer Plackmeyer.
The doctor who is giving away a vasectomy. And the
Dr. Harry Reinhardt.
The guy who's into Legos.
Nathan, merci beaucoup.
Thank you for your time.
Thank
You're
you,
very welcome, gentlemen.
Good luck, man.
Good day to you.
Take care.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye. Nathan, I think, really enjoyed that interview. The Lego guy was the only guy expecting the normal interview.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Harry, I think Dr. Harry was delighted with his little 15 minutes of fame.
Sure.
All right.
And screw the 102-year-old paper boy.
Yeah.
That's it, Mike.
God, delivering papers.
What glorious goo.
My God.
That's how we roll.
That's
how we roll, baby.
That's how we do it.
That's right.
I thought that was a highly entertaining segment.
Me too.
Absolutely. Hey, let's have that. All right, here it is. In one hand, there's one giant scoop of S. In this hand, look what we just made. It's pudding!
Everybody have a pudding pop.
It's a pudding pop!
Oh, it would have been a great pudding pop with the old man, though.
It would have. That's a shame that Homer got cold feet. Can't believe a paper boy that's been delivering papers, 102 years old, would have cold feet.
Nice guy, good hearing.
No, not a nice guy. Wrong, not a nice guy. Didn't come on the show.
We just got stiffed by a 102-year-old guy.
Ouch.
Seriously. Seriously, dudes. This is not me screaming about you can't get Simon Cowell like you said, or you can't get Phil Leotardo like you said. We just got stiffed by a 102-year-old paper boy.
Yeah!
You have arrived.
Oh, Christ. If I wasn't living this life, I'd be laughing at it. I swear to God.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
That's right.
And I plan to cry after I have another peanut butter cup.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
CBS had flown me to Los Angeles. They flew me to Los Angeles because a writer and a director and a producer had seen my act in New York City. And they saw the act and they took from my act a number of lines and created from those lines a character for the pilot of a sitcom. I don't know if you know about pilots. The way in which our country generates television, they put one episode, one, and then they take that episode, produce it, and they show it to a room filled with monkeys. And if the monkeys don't themselves...
Louis Black.
Yeah. You might have a hit. So they had created this character from all of my lines. And CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition for this character. Some of you are missing the point here. CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition to be myself.
We get jokes.
Expert at doing the toilet facility. Don Geronimo and Michael Mell.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
And by the way, a lot of number twos have done all right.
That's so gay.
Right. The Hoff is back.
Yeah.
He's going to be on that lame gong show tonight.
Did you catch the Hoff this morning?
Yep, we got the tape. A quick comment about David Hasselhoff. I saw him on the Today Show. I thought he seemed to be relatively under control.
Good. He seemed under control, but at the end he also seemed a little pissed off at Ann Curry.
And that's, Mike, we saw the same part. Ed, that's the tape that I got isolated here. He's on the Today Show, Hasselhoff.
She's using sad, you're in pain voice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're dead.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're
going to
stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me.
I'll be fine. There. So we've heard that a million times, David Hasselhoff.
Right.
So she's looking at him with the deer in the headlights look. You're a sad, troubled man.
And she couldn't get away from it. You know, she was really talking to him like he was a pathetic figure. Wow. But I think he was still so out of it that he didn't respond the right way.
At the very end, he said, and I'm paraphrasing because we'll hear the tape, he said, she says, are you okay? And he says, honey, I'm fine. I came on the show to talk about America's Got Talent.
And she wants to do the thing. Get well.
Yeah, so
get well. You're unwell.
Here's Hasselhoff.
I love to drink. That was a problem. Everybody loves to drink. It's part of our society. In fact, if you go to Las Vegas, there's people hammered every night. And a lot of those people don't know they have a problem. And you might wake up in a situation where you can hurt somebody or hurt yourself or hurt your family. And it's really important that if you think you have a problem with somebody in your family, get help. It's really easy. And there's a great program out there.
On that note, yeah. We have to leave because we're out of time. But David... Get well. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Honey, I am well. And watch America's Got Talent, because that's why I came on the show to talk about
that. All right. And the book is called Don't Hassle the Hoff. And the new season...
She is such an ass.
It's so good because he says,
I think two things.
God damn it, honey, I came on to talk about my stupid show.
He said a few things that for somebody that might have a problem, it sounds a little bit weird. Like, for example, he says, everybody drinks, and it's easy... It's not easy, and anybody that's ever been in a program like that that you talk to will tell you it's not easy. He said a few things that point to perhaps a little bit of denial on his part, but she, on the other hand, I mean, anybody with any self-respect would be so totally pissed off at her because she's saying, get well, like your Miss Sad voice, you know, like he's a burn victim.
Well, first off, where the frig is Meredith Vieira? Because if you're going to send Matt Lauer to do a puff piece about Cuba... Mm-hmm. You've got to have someone in the studio who knows what's going on.
And they didn't even have Roker there, and they gave every single interview to Ann Curry today.
Wow. Did you enjoy the young gay man who did the weather outside today?
He was horrible.
He almost did the splits a couple of times. He was so excited to dance in front of the crowd.
He got pissed once, and I made the tragic mistake of watching a lot of the Today Show this morning.
Was it with a little girl held up the sign and didn't say anything?
And then got shy? Oh, now she gets shy. And, like, oh, the pressure almost got to him for a second there.
If you watch the Today Show today, then you also, like myself, probably got sick at your stomach when they brought out Bindi the animal girl.
Oh, Bindi, and I'll tell you something. The thing that bothers me about that is, I really think that we've discussed this before, that all of this for the Irwins, the remaining Irwins, is too early. It just seems to me to be a healing thing. And every time I look at, what is his wife's name, that Bindi's mother that
Terry.
Sits behind, is it, what is it, Terry? Yeah, Terry Irwin. Terry Irwin sits there, and she's holding Bindi's hand, and Bindi's talking, doing all the talking, and Terry Irwin just looks like she's completely out of it.
Wow. You know, everybody, I went through this with Frida, everybody grieves at a different speed if you lose someone you love. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to bust anybody's balls for saying you're not grieving long enough,
right.
You're grieving too long. However, I think we would all be in agreement that if there is an 8-year-old child that has lost her father, she probably shouldn't be on network TV for at least the next, what do you think, year maybe?
Sounds right.
Before you start whoring her out with the next project.
Well, she's a very advanced 8-year-old. There's no doubt about that. But she's also, I get the impression when I'm listening to her speak that we've got a programmed robot here.
Yeah.
Her answers are very robotic, almost rehearsed.
She does all the talking, and because Ann Curry was the one doing the interviewing, as it turns out, the little girl was actually leading the entire discussion.
Yeah. Ann Curry with her papers, rustling her papers.
Did you see the produce piece they did before the interview where they said for Bindi the Jungle Girl, this new show, she had to learn how to sing, she had to learn how to dance, and she's still handling the animals.
When I watched that interview, and I did it today, because I've seen this kid interviewed several times, I'm watching Terry Irwin the whole time.
Scary.
The face that I saw today, seriously, I was looking at somebody who looked a little embarrassed. The face that she had was kind of like she's almost embarrassed at all of this. And I think it's gotten out of control. I don't know who's pulling the strings here, but it's a little weird.
It's oogie to see a little kid on TV being exploited by whoever talking about her dead daddy.
It's very odd.
Here's a little bit. Yeah. And so, you know, the timeline, her dad, the crocodile hunter, died about 8 months ago.
Right.
It's about 8 months now.
And so Bindi Irwin takes center stage.
Before I was born, my mom and dad called me Eagle.
Bindi was already taping her own show when her father, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, was killed by a stingray last September.
You know, meanwhile, I'm also thinking this. She's sitting there on this set for like the 100th time listening to this B-roll roll while it's... Her dad was killed.
Absolutely.
And she's watching the video of him.
Meanwhile, these alleged journalists that are doing all these puff pieces, you know, nobody's doing journalism because really that should be addressed about this kid and what they're doing here.
Bindi the Jungle Girl will now debut on Discovery Kids Channel and Animal Planet.
Well, I'm glad they gave her a nice, respectable jingle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's Bindi the Jungle Girl. Hey, her dad's been dead less than a year.
Didn't they have that controversy about the, you know, the videotape of Steve Irwin being killed? And you're right. You can't judge anybody, and everybody grieves in a different way, and everybody's dealing with this.
But there is something oogie about
it. It's something weird. It just gives me a weird feeling every time I see it. I'm talking about an 8-year-old. I mean, I just can't imagine that.
I mean, trust me, I know this from firsthand experience. Life goes on after you lose even the love of your life, but life goes on, but she's 8.
Mm-hmm.
She's 8.
And granted, she was performing prior to her father being killed, but it just seems to me that for an 8-year-old that she's going to wake up one day, and I think there's going to be a lot of anger there, really.
Yeah. I look at that, it's JonBenet without...
Yeah,
without the beauty pageant.
I think you might be right.
It's without all the makeup, it's the same thing.
An awful lot of pressure on that kid, it would seem to me.
Mm-hmm. And Ann Curry and everybody else love saying to her about that, you have so much grace under pressure for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, Ann Curry, who's talking about another programmed robot.
She stars in 26 episodes, interacting with the animals and pressing for conservation, just like her dad. And she'll host the special, My Daddy, the Croc Hunter.
He was just plain dad to me.
And
anybody else find that incredibly offensive?
I think it's weird.
He was just my dad to me.
Yeah. Much for a kid. Just a little, yeah, and 8 years old.
If any kid is ready, she might be.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's...
There's a good journalist
right
there.
Yeah, this guy's a good reporter, too.
If anybody's ready, she might be.
I'm Dickhead. NBC News.
8, you hump.
Feel one coming now.
What? She's been on camera since before she was born.
Stand by, everyone.
Hold on a second. You got to stop it right there. Think about that. Just think about the concept of she's been on camera since before she was born.
Because they showed the ultrasound on TV.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, or who knows? Because they were in the delivery room, you know, and showing her mom pregnant. What are you doing?
About to arrive.
From the day of her delivery to her first years.
Here comes the mommy bird.
Her father put Bindi in front of the camera. And as she grew, she joined her dad on many of his adventures.
Come on, Mike. Quit.
And all the time, learning to talk to the camera.
Tell us what it's doing. Look at
the
long, sticky, pink tongue.
Look how quick its tongue's going. It's lapping up all of the fur.
To prepare for her own show, she had to learn how to dance, even do a little singing.
Shirley Temple.
I was like, hey, okay, your daddy's dead. Now, let's see if we can pick that up again. It's 1, 2, 3, step. 1, 2, 3, step.
Learn to sing and dance.
Go on, Bindi. That's right.
Your dead daddy would have wanted you to rehearse one more time.
Crikey, I wish I could come down my spirit.
I wish I could stab each and every one of them people with a big machete, mate. I really do.
How the show does will be up to the public. But millions who mourn the passing of the crocodile hunter are no doubt pulling for the Jungle Girl.
My daddy was the crocodile hunter, but he was the best daddy in the whole world to me.
Yes, for today, John Larson, NBC.
Shut up, you
Hey,
tool.
John Larson, how about doing a really just a little bit deeper stuff here, okay? Really, let's examine this a little
Exploitative
bit.
To the nth degree.
I mean, maybe not the best thing to have her doing this. Maybe somebody ought to be asking that question.
How about this? Maybe just one TV show, not three TV shows.
Obviously, she has been on camera since she was an infant. She has been in front of crowds. She likes it. She does seem to be happy doing it. However, you're right. You know, give her one thing. Make it manageable. I mean, it just seems like a lot of pressure.
I don't know. And then I'm worried about Paris. Because
who isn't?
Because now I'm reading, even though she's in jail, that the jail that she's at in Los Angeles has a reputation. A reputation for the most staph infections.
Oh, dear.
Staph infections are rampant at the Linwood Correctional Facility where Paris is right now.
Oh, if only Rosie was in that jail.
For every 1,000 inmates that enter, 13 will contract some version of this infection.
What is that stat again?
13 out of 1,000.
Okay.
Those aren't good odds.
Well, she is in solitary. That's the only thing she's got going for her, but she does shower in the same facility.
That's why you want to write to Paris. Here's her number.
Oh, good.
Her inmate number, 981-8783. P.O. Box. We'll have this on our website along with all the great recipes.
That's very good.
Today's show. P.O. Box 86164, Terminal Annex, Los Angeles 90086.
They're letting her keep her hair extensions, which I think is very humane.
It's because she's they're too painful to just yank out.
Because it's a tight weave.
And although the guards might be able to protect her in the shower, she may have to forego actually bathing for the entire sentence. Meaning she's not going to be able to get into a tub. They'll maybe watch her while she showers to make sure no one bothers her, but she's not going to be able to get a tub.
Well, I didn't know that she liked baths.
Didn't know anything.
She strikes me as the showering kind of girl anyway.
This prison has apparently a tub that's available. It will not be made available to Paris Hilton.
That's it. You want to talk about a speed pass to a staph infection. Mm-hmm. Hop in that tub.
So anyway,
it's fine.
That's the latest.
It's silver, Rob.
Oh, and Mike, the pictures that we had on our website yesterday of Lindsay Lohan doing the cutting game with the chick, those are new pictures, as we said yesterday, from a couple of months ago. And what I found out today, someone sent me an email. Thank you, whoever sent it. The chick is Nick Lachey's girlfriend.
Vanessa DeMillo.
Right. She's the one. So she was after Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the chick that's in the cutting pictures with Lindsay Lohan.
She is hotter than Lachey balls.
And once again, that's Paris Hilton, 981-8783.
8'3".
There she is.
Right to her.
She might. Now, is it true that the sentence is, what, 23 days, but she may very well serve less time for good behavior?
For good behavior.
Okay.
And hold on. They do have a bathtub. She will not be able to use the bathtub.
Bathtub in a prison. That just doesn't
ever happen. The guards also might not be able to protect her, even in the shower. Thus, she may have to forego all bathing.
Wow. There's some guys that like that.
Know what I say to that?
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, my.
You are upset.
My.
You know what those smell like? Reese's peanut butter cup, baby.
Yum, yum.
There you go, Robbie.
Delightful.
I really like Reese's,
though. Delightful.
More of an off-brand.
Yum, yum, said the Hungry Bear.
Get out your spread.
Good luck, Paris. Godspeed and safe home.
So that's the latest on the Hoff. That's the latest on Paris. I know. It's what, Robbie boy?
It smells like Reese's if you spell it with an F.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Pieces. I get soup, Joe. Uh-huh.
Pieces.
Time for the news over there.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi.
I know your lead story again is you don't believe in God.
No. That's not the lead story.
Not the lead tonight?
No, that's ridiculous.
All right. No problem.
A NASCAR tribute tonight.
NASCAR tribute.
Because that I believe in.
All right, Jackie, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Ryan, here we go now. It's time for...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is the news.
The show is great.
And here is Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A couple of late-breaking items today. For one thing, a Scooter Libby has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for lying and obstructing justice related to the Iraq War about leaking the identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame.
He will not do as well as Paris in the joint, not with a name like Scooter.
No.
He's going to be someone's biatch.
Yeah. Just still young enough, I think, where... how you doing, Scooter?
those milky white buttocks.
Oh, absolutely. And he'll have community shower time.
And possibly a tub. So.
Would you like me to shave you?
So I guess you were, you thought you were a pretty big deal on the outside.
Scooter.
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 Listen, would you like a cigarette?
The other late breaker has to do with that TV guy that you had all the hubbub about this week.
Yes, he's Terry Bradshaw.
the guy with tuberculosis who flew on a couple of flights.
That's another TV guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Different TV. Different tuberculosis.
Was it Tony Braxton?
No.
Tony Bennett?
Ooh. The TV game.
Timothy Bottoms?
That's good.
Tom Brown? Who's Tom Brown?
I have no idea. TV. Timothy Bottoms?
I already said it.
I know you did. It was the last one that stuck in my mind.
I said it.
Tom Brady.
Now, are you playing?
Well, I guess.
You're playing now.
I guess so.
Well, he's jumped.
He's jumped in. It doesn't count.
I couldn't help it.
Tom Brady.
Couldn't believe you didn't have that.
I've got one for you, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
God.
You win.
There you go.
All non-believers lose.
Always. Always.
That makes you king of the gods.
The tuberculosis guy. He has now tested negative 3 times in a row. He doesn't have it. What's this all about?
Oh, my God.
More as we find out about it.
You're kidding me. No.
Negative 3 times in a row.
Now he doesn't have it.
Apparently not.
Did he ever have it?
Sorry about all the mix-up.
Rob's right. Did he ever have it?
Apparently he did. Apparently he. I mean, the CDC thought so. They put out a message about it. I'm not sure we'll ever get to the bottom of this. Jeez. We'll try.
Hold on. Who? What's the report? He does not have TB.
He's tested negative for it.
After they made that big deal. This is the guy that was going to kill everybody on the airplane 2 weeks ago.
Which means he's either cured or maybe he never had it. We're going to have to wait.
Do you know who thinks responsible for this?
Who?
Pixie.
Oh, Pixie.
He doesn't even have tuberculosis now.
Can he leave the
Denver thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
His little hospital room?
We're going to have to wait and see.
Have you seen his hot as balls girlfriend?
Yes, she is hot. Yeah.
How about those knockers?
Yeah, but how about her attitude? I mean, when he had tuberculosis and she was still all over him. That's a good woman right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a loyal woman.
Especially since, according to one doctor I heard, that on in media, one doctor speaking on this subject said that the kind of tuberculosis this particular individual had is a rare kind that's usually associated with people who have AIDS.
Really?
That's...
So you're saying he has AIDS?
The words, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying a doctor says that this rare form of TB that the guy had, apparently, is usually associated with the final stages of AIDS.
Tuberculosis and AIDS, that's a bad day.
That is a bad day.
Mm-hmm. That's not a good sandwich, is it?
No.
No, you had a bad day.
You've got to take a ham on rye with some tuberculosis and just sprinkle some AIDS on.
Yeah, have a nice day.
I'm not sure this guy is getting enough attention as he showed enough respect at this point. The father of modern NASCAR, the guy who made it spread from just the southeastern United States to becoming a major national sport, has died at the age of 74. William C. France passed away yesterday afternoon from cancer. It was Bill's father who founded NASCAR in 1947. It was Bill's son, Brian, who now runs NASCAR, and he'll be succeeded by his brother, Jim. Bill France died on a race day, as it turns out, the same as his father in 1992.
I see London. I see France.
I see someone's underpants!
Ah! Who's your driver?
Revealed this week.
20 car.
11 car.
Did you see Tony Stewart get in a fight with the guy at the end of the race yesterday?
Yeah, Tony Stewart is not a very sportsmanlike gentleman.
I like him.
You like him. You like the way he crawled up the old screen when he wins. He crawls up. You see when he wins? He crawls up there. Click.
Revealed this week of a plot to blow up JFK Airport in New York, never posed a real threat and had little chance of success, according to experts who've analyzed the story.
This is a repeat scenario where you hear these major arrests take place.
Yes, very scary.
Then they catch the guys. They're going to do these horrible things. Then about a month later sometimes, or in this case a week later.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't mean anything.
How come somebody doesn't make a plot to blow up WJFK? I'd be behind that plot.
No, you would not.
Don't call Al-Qaeda.
No, you would not.
Sure I would.
You certainly don't.
Yes, I would.
You don't mean that at all.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm serious.
No, you're not.
I'm serious.
No, you're not.
I'm serious.
Not serious.
No.
Nope.
I am.
No.
You must think I mean it in the literal way as like bricks and mortar. No, I mean... Blow up the radio station.
Figuratively speaking.
Oh, there we
blow
agree.
Up the radio station.
Oh, now you're talking.
But that's when you start over again with a fresh canvas.
Amen.
Right. Mm-hmm. However, if someone did want to level the building, I wouldn't have a problem with it. We're not there.
No.
We broadcast from an undisclosed bunker.
That's right.
Undisclosed location.
A safe house. Saturday, government officials said they had thwarted a plot to blow up fuel storage facilities at Kennedy, which they say could have caused, and I quote, unfathomable damage, death, and destruction. They fingered four suspects.
I understand.
What it is.
Gotcha.
But experts say it would have been next to impossible to make the tanks explode, even if these guys had had the money and explosives to try, which they didn't, according to a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board. Quoting him, you could reach the tank, start the fire, but to get the kind of explosion they were thinking, this is nonsense. It won't blow up. It will only burn.
Here's the thing, Buzz. I wonder about this when I heard this, whenever this story came out last week.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we report this because it's the news.
Right.
It was with the story that I hear.
Not doing anything.
Are we kind of telling terrorists how to do it, though?
Yes. This is bad on so many levels. It's bad because they say, first of all, how horrible this is going to be. And it's not true because they overreact without any facts to back it up. This is really where modern journalism is in our country right now. There is none. It doesn't exist anymore. It is tabloid journalism. It is what is the flavor of the day. It is what is the hype of the day. And nobody is getting the story. Don't you agree with this?
I do agree.
I mean, everybody is doing this flashy crap that says, oh, they would have killed everybody, and it would have gone down a chain, and it would have blown this up, and it would have, and they have nothing to back it up with. And then a week later, they come out and they say, well, it's really not that big a deal.
And
then they practically come out and say to the terrorists, well, to really do some damage, they would have had to do this.
That's exactly the point I was talking about, right?
It's nuts.
Well, all they're saying is it simply wouldn't have worked. And part of this, there's this myth that we've established by watching cars blow up on television. You've seen cars crash and they blow up. In real life, that doesn't happen. If the fuel tank is damaged, the car catches on fire, but it doesn't go kaboom.
Right.
When we've blown up fuel tanks in Iraq and Vietnam, that sort of thing, they blew up because the rockets we fired into them exploded, not the fuel. Fuel just burns. It doesn't explode.
And now they know that. In a way, you know, even though that's like clearing things up,
right.
I would have rather had the whole thing not get as much play as
in
it did.
In the first place.
But see, I think don't you think there's a concerted effort on the part of these agencies, the FBI, Homeland Security, where they want to make the big splash and say, look at these guys, look who we caught here. Now, whether that does good or not is up for debate, I'm not sure.
And why does Buzz know so much about this?
Yeah, why? I think you know. The Department of Homeland Insecurity, meanwhile, wants your cell phone to do more than just take pictures or surf the web. DHS wants your cell phone to also detect radiation and deadly chemicals. I wonder if you get so many detections a month, or maybe you have to buy a detection package. Actually, it's an idea techno geeks have kicked around for years, putting hazardous material sensors in everybody's phones to protect us all. Now, the government's asking the cell phone companies to start making proposals. Like GPS, it's an option you could turn off, which has got to make you feel a little like Jack Bauer. No word yet on how it would affect the price of a cell phone.
Isn't it the type of thing where, like, your sensor would go off on the phone, and all you would know is that you were screwed?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just get an indication that you're thinking, it's like that you have 5 seconds to kiss your ass goodbye.
Right. It's pretty nasty. But I guess people in... like on the Sprint network, somewhere across the country would know that it was coming their way. I mean, is there any, I don't know.
I don't know.
Does it matter how many bars you have, how safe you would be?
Like if you had full bars and your sensor was going off, you're already dead.
Good question.
Yippee!
We'll see. DHS has told the phone companies to try to work this in.
Hmm.
It used to be you could only buy music from iTunes that was copy protected. That didn't play well in Europe, and it didn't play well with people who have MP3 players other than iPods. Apple heard these complaints and started offering an alternative kind of music file, one that can be copied, but that can also be traced to you, the consumer. Your name, email address, and perhaps other personal information get embedded into the music file, so if you illegally share that file with others, you're putting your own privacy at risk. Apple has no comment. Your dog doesn't just want steak. He wants it medium rare with some blue cheese sauce and a side of potatoes. A new study reported by the Washington Post shows that dogs have a lot more going on between those ears than they let on.
Not a chance, Beluga.
You don't think so? Scientists used to believe that only...
Even my dog came up to the front porch with a used sanitary napkin in
That's
his
right.
mouth the other day.
There may be some genius there that we just don't recognize.
Keep telling me how smart he is.
He'll want his steak rare.
Or maybe that was the blue cheese.
Oh.
Scientists used to think that only humans are capable of deductive reasoning. Only humans, we thought, could selectively imitate behavior based on circumstances. Here's what we're talking about. Your hands are full, so you use your elbow to push open a door. Your kid sees you do this, but the kid continues to use his hand to open doors. Why? Well, we now know that dogs can think this way, too. Deduct that you only did that because you had to.
Well, then why don't they use our bathrooms?
Right.
Maybe in time.
My dog certainly has seen me sitting on the crapper enough to figure out that's where Daddy sits to go BM.
You've had a number of pooches over the years.
That's where Daddy sits to have a nice BM in the morning.
Have a nice BM. Did you say that to the dog?
Come on, Daddy's having a nice BM.
Have a nice BM. You've had a number of intelligent pooches over the years.
I believe so.
I think they're capable. You were the one that, you know, years ago you said, was it Brandy, your dog? That
Smiled.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people believe that.
And so did my little dog, Rudy.
In this experiment, dogs were trained to use their paws instead of instinctively using their mouths to perform certain tasks. They found that dogs only copied the behavior of other dogs if that's what it took to get the job done.
You know, like sniffing butts.
They actually, as it turns out, they think it through. Dogs think.
Now, that's a dog behavior that if human beings could, you know, get away with it, we'd have all these societal, you know, norms and customs.
These hang-ups.
I mean, because I know that there are times like you'd be in a Sizzler or something, there'd be a woman up at the counter, and you'd just want to walk up and, you know,
smell her butt.
Yeah. Nothing absolutely offensive. Go for a little sniff.
If you did that, your cell phone would go off.
And
how many bars?
It's not just dogs that are smarter than we thought. Quoting an animal behaviorist at the University of Colorado, every day we're discovering surprises about animals and finding out animals are far more intelligent and far more emotional than we previously thought. We're breaking down the lines between the species, he says.
I got a whole thing at my house with animals and my girlfriend. She is so mad. Yeah, that's right. I'll leave it right there.
Make some money on that.
I'll leave it right there.
The hottest gossip item of the day when we continue.
I think we just had it.
Maybe.
Yeah, the animals are going wild.
No, it's the cat. It's the cat.
Oh, that's not right.
The cat, you're just a cat hater, Mike.
No, that's just not right.
As it turns out, Jan is not really a cat lover either. She kind of tolerates the cat.
Mm-hmm. Smart lady.
Over the last couple of weeks, I've had a lot of house guests. My son was in for his summer vacation from college. My brother was here with his wife. They were in fixing the broken laundry machine. My son had tons of laundry. Anyway, I guess the moral of the story is the cat was displaced. The cat at one point had to share her room with other people. Mm-hmm. The cat does what the cat does. Cat starts peeing on the rug.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, literally, I thought that Janet had crashed her car.
Wow.
When she came downstairs. She's like, I cannot take this anymore. And she's doing that thing where she's holding onto her head, and I thought her head was going to explode like the guy in Scanners
quivering.
I was like, what's going on? And she said, you don't know what it's like to have that cat pee on the rug every day.
Every day the cat does that? At wit's end.
Yeah, so I really said to her, I said, seriously, what are we going to do? You know, the cat was here before she was. I love Janet. I love my cat. I said, what can we do? I said, outside of you getting in the car and driving down the road and throwing the cat into a field. And right away she came down. See, you're giving me the look like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, just, okay, one solution.
Janet gave me the look. She said, oh, come on. That is a sweet cat. The cat has no claws. The cat's teeth are falling out. Mm-hmm. So basically,
oh, is it an old cat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, I guess we're going to deal with it. Although I must say that she.
Do you think maybe the cat would like a weekend at a different house or something.
You know what she did? Not at your house. Not.
I'd be willing to.
Not at your house, Dr. Kevorkian.
No, we'll play a game, The Cat Meets the Fish.
Let me just tell you what she did say. Seriously.
Okay.
She said, why don't you talk to Buzz about it? I'm like, talk to Buzz about it like what? Like for advice? But it was no.
No.
Like to pawn the cat off on you.
Right. Oh, you mean like for Buzz to take the cat?
Yes, for Buzz to take.
Oh, thanks, Janet. I'm sitting here offering. I'm sitting here asking to take the cat for a weekend.
You would kill the cat, and I don't want you to kill the cat. I love the cat.
Oh, you want the cat to stay alive?
Yes, I love that cat.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
It doesn't bother me. I said to her, okay, so if the cat's peeing in one room, just go to another room.
You've heard of golf, right? You've heard of frisbee golf?
Of course I have.
Have you ever heard of cat golf? Just came up with that one.
I thought so.
Sounded impromptu. Big plastic clubs.
Something like
you
it.
Don't throw it?
Called pussy golf.
Rob, you could throw it if you want pussy golf.
Pussy golf, yeah.
Pussy golf. That's what Matt was doing with those Reese's peanut butter cups earlier. Today, yesterday.
You should see the holes on that course.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, the
baby.
Pussy golf course.
Well, what are you going to do if the cat keeps peeing on the rug? What's the solution? What's the end game here?
What's the end game here?
I guess here's the end game.
Mm-hmm.
Janet leaves. No, I mean, that's like I was saying to her. There is no end game.
You learn to live with it.
Yes, live with the cat. The cat ain't going to be around forever.
Right. I'll tell you something. You'll tell you something right now. She leaves, the cat stays. That means you go gay. All right?
Tell me about it.
You go gay.
Gay.
Anything he doesn't already know.
You go gay. And the thing is, she takes really good care of the cat.
Yeah.
And like, buys those goddamn bouncy things all the
that's
time.
Nice. That,
And gives them the cat treats and the catnip and everything.
Yeah, it's a shame she's an honest woman. This would be a very easy way where you wouldn't even be troubled with it.
I know that, Mike.
Cat ain't here.
Don't know.
Cat's gone.
I threw that out. I said, hey, you know, get yourself a potato sack.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Knock yourself out.
Sure.
Drive in the middle of the woods somewhere.
Right.
Take care of it.
Call Silvio.
That's it. Anyway, we worked it out.
Good.
We worked it out. Everything's A-okay.
That cat's still going to pee on the floor tomorrow, though. And that cat's going to be long gone.
Powers Booth?
Yeah, take that cat to Deadwood. Deadwood Cat Gulch.
No.
Yeah, I'll take care of that cat. Just like I took care of all the other people on 24. Come on. Here, pussy.
Where the hell were we in the show?
We were going to break. That's why I'm going to yell, pause.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Your source for warmth. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello there, Buzz Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
The government doesn't seem too happy with Michael Moore. Investigate him over a trip to Cuba that resulted in the film. It doesn't make the government look very good.
even a lot of us grew a little tired of his smirkiness and wild speculation, but then a funny thing happened. Fox News praised Michael Moore's new movie, saying he'd finally matured as a documentary maker. Perhaps you remember us mentioning that.
I've read great reviews about this book.
Well, Oprah's crazy about it. She's all over the movie. She says this is the one movie everybody has to see this
summer.
I remember
coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Lover or hater, when Oprah speaks, stuff happens. She says she was so inspired by Michael Moore's new movie, she plans to take up health care as one of her top charity causes this year. The movie Sicko is a...
Thank you, Oprah.
Yeah, screw Oprah. I mean,
thank you, Oprah.
Attaching herself to somebody else's work
Oprah's
again.
Oprah's angel.
God.
Please.
I mean, really, the movie is good,
that's
and it's
I
the
hear.
First thing that really paints a picture of health care in this country, at least the review I read about it, that it's going to be a very intelligent movie. You know, we don't need... Well, I guess everybody says, oh, Oprah... Oprah will endorse it, and that makes... I hate the way she attaches herself to other people's work. It's almost like she's taking credit for it, and she does. She's not allowed to do that.
Queen Oprah, just sell books. Or do one of those stupid shows that all those housefrows love. One of those... Girlfriend, today's show is all about my favorite thing. That's what you're good at, Oprah.
Oh, that makes me mad.
Don't try to move the needle.
I wish
please.
It didn't make me mad, but it does make me mad.
Well, I'm sure Michael Moore at this point is hoping she can sell as many movie tickets as she has books.
She will. I mean, that'll do well.
The movie Sicko is, among other things, about how 9/11 survivors couldn't get health care here but could in Cuba. And at long last, somebody has smacked down the FCC. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled that expletives briefly uttered on broadcast television are not necessarily obscene.
Buzz, I read about this. Buzz and I actually spoke about this during the show yesterday.
Late, when
this
it broke.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of reading about it today. Mm-hmm. Like everything from the FCC, mm-hmm. it's vague. Even if I was on TV and accidentally said S or F,
mm-hmm.
I would still worry because the way that I read the rule being written was... How do you determine exactly what's an accident?
Yeah.
They've left enough gray room in there that if they review it and they say, you know what, it looked like he was making a mistake, but we don't think he was making a mistake.
Well, do you mean in decency rulings there are some gray areas?
haven't you heard?
That's unusual.
Actually, the court is agreeing with you. The court ruled yesterday that that's the very problem with the FCC's decency rules, that they are, in the court's words, arbitrary and capricious.
But what I read from the court was nothing that gave a black and white line. You could say this, you couldn't say this. What I read was even so indifferent. It was like every single case will have a separate set of circumstances.
Right.
That's why you can't make a line. However, we will allow for an honest mistake.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Describe an honest mistake. Is Cher saying the F word at the MTV Awards an honest mistake? The
one and is it all live television they're talking about?
The one that I saw thrown out was like during an Oscars show.
Right.
One of the people said, if you say F during the Oscars and right. you say you're sorry,
mm-hmm.
they'll let you go.
Oh, God. That's ridiculous.
That, in essence, is what I read. Totally wrong what I read.
We'll see how this all sorts out. But it was pleasing to a lot of us, I think, to see a court say, no, FCC, you're wrong. You've gone crazy. You've gone too far. This is wrong.
And I'd like to see more of it. I'd like to see more people challenge it and see what happens.
I don't believe it, but then again, I get everything that I say from AdaCoolNews.com.
Don't be ashamed of that.
A lot of good shots of Poontang on that website.
Well, did they,
so many like that.
Did they have the juiciest gossip of the day, in my humble opinion?
What's that?
That JonBenet's dad may be dating Natalie Holloway's mom.
Hot.
In fact, it's
hot as dead kids' balls.
Stronger than just maybe. widower John Ramsey, at age 69, is apparently seeing 46-year-old Beth Holloway Twitty, who divorced her husband George Twitty back in December.
Hello, darling.
They both lost.
Nice to see you.
Hello, darling. JonBenet's dad here.
It's been a long time.
They both lost their daughters in unsolved cases, JonBenet's murder,
and
the disappearance of Natalie.
That is just disturbing on so many levels.
And yet it makes sense. They met at a fundraiser for these causes last year, and that's how they got together. I'm worried that this news might kill Rob. A new survey shows that 83% of Americans are okay with interracial dating. I was right. Specifically, the Pew Research Center asked people to agree or disagree with the statement, it's all right for blacks and whites to date. 20 years ago, No mention of Wookiees. 20 years ago, only 48% of us agreed. In 20 years, that number has nearly doubled. And the dinosaurs are already extinct. Now, even a majority of really old people says go for it.
Rob's just holding his hands up in the air.
This is I don't know.
Exactly. And then he
it's an upside
away.
Down world, isn't it? It's a 180, isn't it?
Well, but
take, bring it 180.
Take heart, Rob. One in five white people still holding out, while 97% of blacks are okay with mixing it up. The number is 81% among whites.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, it's always the nice ones you have to watch. They say Richard Allen Philbin of Charleston, South Carolina.
How are you?
Was Philbin. A nice guy.
Philbin, yeah.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Philbin with an F, but still. Over 100 women had no problem going to Richard's place for massage therapy. He was always professional, polite, and never inappropriate. If it seems too good to be true, it was. Turns out police say he was secretly videotaping his clients as they undressed and got dressed again.
I like rape.
That's all he did.
114 tapes, 56 clients on those tapes.
That's using the old noodle.
Apparently it gave him something to do while he was going through his divorce.
Oh, dear.
Now it's off to prison for a year with nothing but memories.
Sorry, gals.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No!
Filled
with the H, with the
L. Filled with the H, what the hell am I saying?
Oh, I'm just looking at those peanut butter cups. I ain't going to eat any more, though.
Well, yeah, that's fine. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
See you over there.
Good day to you, sir.
See you in church.
Yeah.
And, Head, let's finish this up. Mike needs to get to his beautiful blue car.
I do. Peter North's waiting in it.
See you tomorrow.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Oh.